Blog Talk Radio.
Hear the word of God Almighty from Numbers chapter 33, verse 50. And Yahweh spake unto Moses in the plains of Moab by Jordan near Jericho, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, When ye are passed over Jordan into the land of Canaan, then ye shall drive out all the inhabitants of the land from before you, and destroy all their pictures, and destroy all their molten images, and quite pluck down all their high places. And ye shall dispossess the inhabitants of the land, and dwell therein, for I have given you the land to possess it. Omega Man Radio is declaring all-out war on all witches, warlocks, and the hosts of hell. Our mandate is clear. We will not fail. Join with us in the fight and spread the word about Omega Man Radio. Our mission is to invade enemy territory and possess the land, healing the sick and setting the captives free of demons in Jesus' name. Tune in each night at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific at OmegaManRadio.com.
And the devil, he has lost the battle. He has lost. The Lord has won it. Yes, he has. Oh, yes, Lord.
Choose you this day who you're going to serve.
There's a guy up here that called me lukewarm. I don't want to be lukewarm. I want to be on fire. I want to do it. I want to be on fire.
I love it. And I just pray that you'll take this from me. There's a way. And he's it.
And I thank you, Lord. I'm in your hands now. And I tell you what, I'm alive. I'm alive. I've been dead. I'm alive. I'm alive. I'm alive.
Yeah.
I'm alive.
We'll be right back.
strap yourself in.
If you listen, you can hear God's plan.
Because the show is about to begin. You're listening to the Omega Man Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Mega Man Radio Network. I'm your host, Shannon Davis. It's a pleasure to be with you once again. Wherever you may be tuning in from around the world, we've got people tuning in from Canada, Germany, Scotland, Australia, the UK, even India. Praise God. And, of course, across the 50 United States. So we want to thank you for tuning in tonight. We've got a great program planned for you. We've got Dr. Pat Holliday. She'll be conducting class tonight in the School of Deliverance. And then in the second, third hour, we're going to be opening up the phone lines. And if you'd like to have prayer, we'd be honored to pray with you. If you need deliverance, you have a special prayer request, maybe you'd like to share a testimony, we'd love to hear from you. The phone number to call in tonight is going to be 917-889-2745. Again, 917-889-2745. Same number every week. Put it in your cell phones and use it like you would 911, except when you need deliverance, we'll be there for you. Toll-free number 877-806-2482. If you don't have a long distance, feel free to call in on that number. And you could also dial the 917 area code number if you're going down the road on a road trip. Apparently a lot of people have unlimited long distance, and especially truckers will plug this into their car speakers and listen to the programs going down the road. So praise God for that. I also want to tell people about we've got a archives link up on OmegaManRadio.com. If you want to go back to Program 1, you can do that. They're all there. I believe we have about 117 shows last count. You can download them to your MP3s, send them to your friends, spread the word about Omega Man Radio. Dr. Pat Holliday, her website is MiracleInternetChurch.com, also PatHolliday.com. And we just added a new link to Paul Pilgrim's website, Remnant Radio Resources. You can go there for a lot of great archives of Dr. Pat's material. And I've got a link going straight to that from OmegaManRadio.com. Just implemented it over the weekend. Without further ado, let me get to Dr. Pat on the line. Dr. Pat, how are you tonight?
I'm here, and I'm excited at what Jesus is doing in people's lives through your radio broadcast.
Well, you know, I'm just excited to be a bondservant for Christ and to be a piece of the puzzle.
Amen. Well, let's pray before we get into this so we won't forget, because that's the most important thing we can do.
Praise God.
Father, we just lift up this program and every single person that is tuning in this program. We ask that you clear all of our minds so that we can hear what the Spirit of the living God is saying to the church in this hour. We thank you, God, for everything that you have done so far and what you will do tonight. We ask you, God, that you dispatch your warring angels to every single person that's listening to this broadcast for their divine protection. And we ask for protection over the equipment, the sound, every Bosey spirit. We cage you in Jesus' name. We give you the glory and the praise, God, that you are God and you're mighty to deliver. We thank you in the name of Jesus. We cover the sound with the blood of Jesus. We cover the sound with the blood of Jesus. Tell them how to refresh for their sound.
Yes, hit Control F5, and that will refresh your sound in your browser.
Okay, in Jesus' name, we give you praise and glory, God, that your anointing come upon Omega Man, myself, and the people that are ministering in the chat room. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, and Control F5 appears to be the universal refresh. It's a hard refresh, folks, because sometimes your computer will just go back and pull the last archive that's in the buffer. Control F5 apparently will go out and cause it to hit the server again. So that's what somebody told me.
So it's Control F5, right? Control F5.
Control F5.
Okay. Well, you know, we've been doing a lot of deliverance on this program, and we've seen a lot of people get free. Last night, a young man came all the way to Canada to our church. We've had people coming from different parts of the country. A man came up from Connecticut, Atlanta, different places. And so you're welcome to come to our local church, too, that's located at 1537 Mill Creek Road, Jacksonville, Florida. And there's a map of where it's located up on patholiday.com. And so we're just excited about what the Lord is doing, because one of the most needed ministries, I believe, in the world, not just America, but the world, is the deliverance ministry. And the devil gets very busy using his foul waters to put the living water aflee if he can. But those that belong to the Lord won't run. They won't be afraid of the devil. They will trust Jesus all the way when they hear the truth. Now, the truth is this. In Isaiah 59:1, the Bible says, "So they will fear the name of the Lord from the west and east, his glory from the rising of the sun. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him." And that's the God we serve. You do not have to be afraid. The Bible says to fear God, but that doesn't mean to be afraid of God as much as it means to stand in awe of who he is and his power and the power of his grace. Now, you know, freedom is available for every single Christian to live free from mental torture, panic, envy, hatred, pride, self-pity, addictions, gluttony, and all other forms of bondage, oppression, and defilements. The problem is that you must want to be free in order to get free. And so what you have to do is you have to understand how you function as a person on this side of grace. And you function with your flesh, which the Bible calls the old man. And the old man is the part of that person that the carnal nature he operates, or she operates, in the person's flesh. And that flesh is what brings about sin into a person's life. And that flesh, we call it the carnal nature of a person. And so in Romans 6:6, the Bible says, "Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with the body of sin, might be destroyed. Henceforth, we should not serve him." Now, this is an important part of the deliverance teaching, because so many Christians look at the deliverance ministry as just an emergency room that they run to when they get so tormented by the demons torturing them and inflicting them from being inside of their flesh. And they look for relief. And actually, in order to get total relief from demons, you have to line your will to the Word of God. And you have to begin to see that God is able to deliver all people Hold on a minute. We take authority over a little cough that's been trying to come on me.
Amen. We bind it in Jesus' name.
Break it
in
Jesus'
name.
So in order to get authority over your flesh and your mind, first thing you have to do, according to the Bible, you have to submit yourself to God, and then you resist the demon, and then he flees from you. And that's what we're doing in the deliverance ministry. We are submitted to God, and then when we take authority over devils that have come and possessed a person, we resist that devil, we bind that devil, cage it, tie it up, so that we can cast it out. And when the devil comes out, then that part of the space inside that body that the devil has been filling has to be filled. And if you don't fill that part of the body with the things of God immediately, what will happen is the Bible says that the devil goes to dry places. And when he goes to dry places, you can find that scripture over in Matthew 12, 43, 45. It says, when the unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he walketh through dry places, seeking rest, and findeth none. Then he saith, I will return to my house, whence I came out of, and when he is come, he findeth it empty. That means all the devils are gone. So he's coming back to see your body, to see if it's still empty. And then the Bible goes on to say, swept and garnished. That means that your body has been cleansed of all the effects that he has caused while he was inside of the body. And garnished means that that your body has become filled with God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, and the Word of God, and that you are actively going after God as hard as you used to go after the devil. If he finds your body and it has a no vacancy sign on it, that means it's filled with the things of God, then he cannot reenter that body at all. And the Bible goes on to say that if he finds it empty, then he says he brings seven other spirits more wicked than himself, and they enter in and dwell there. And the last state of the man is worse than the first. Even so shall it be unto this wicked generation. And so we can see from this particular scripture that the Lord gave when he was on the earth, he's warning us. Deliverance is not anything to play around with. It's not to be taken lightly. It's very serious. And, you know, some people pay attention to their soul, their spirit, and their spiritual body less than if they go out and purchase a new hat or a new pair of shoes. You need to consider what you're doing when you get into to spiritual things. And you need to make sure that you test the spirits according to the word to see if they be of God. We will be getting into testing the spirits as we go along. But testing the spirits one way is over in 1 John, and it says that an unclean spirit will not be able to say that Jesus Christ came in the flesh. Now, it's important for you to understand that when an unclean spirit is pretending to be the Holy Ghost or Jesus, that unclean spirit will divert you away from the power and the name of Jesus Christ, because that's where your authority is invested. And that's why we say for you to make sure of the ministers that you're under, make sure they're godly men and women. Make sure that they have clean hands. Make sure that their lifestyles are clean. Make sure that they're preaching the gospel from the Word of God and
yes.
not from the news or the Saturday Night Live or some joker up there trying to make you laugh. Make sure that the manifestations are truly the Holy Ghost and not the imitating spirit that we call Kundalini. Now, Kundalini
yes.
is a worldwide spirit, and it's a snake spirit. It's looks like a, in the spirit realms now, it looks like a cobra snake, and it goes and nestles down in a person's spine. So if you get yourself underneath the false gospel and you let one of these false ministers that have infiltrated the church so strongly lay their hands upon you, that's the impersonating spirit that will come into you. Todd Bentley had that spirit. Many of the third wave people have that spirit. Many people that prophesy in this hour of time have that spirit. You have to be very prayerful about the meetings you go to, what you open your spirit up to receive, because you can get demon possessed very quickly. We had a lady that we warn our people about these things that I'm telling you tonight. And she went over across town to see some woman that came into town, and she immediately opened herself up for a Kundalini spirit. She had already been going through a lot of deliverance over at our church, and when she came back, she went up and stood in front of Pastor Williams, and when she did, she started manifesting that spirit. And she just stood in front of him, and her whole body was moving like a snake. And I was sitting on the first pew. So he took authority and delivered her. And when she fell out, she fell at my feet. And the Lord spoke to me and said, get seven times worse out. And when I cast seven times worse out of that woman, what happened, she screamed with all of her might.
Good grief.
And wow. so demons manifest with screaming. And a lot of times when they scream like that, it's a witchcraft spirit that has surfaced and comes out. And so you have to be very careful in this hour of church history, because we are living in the times just before the Lord returns. And when the Lord returns, he says, will I find faith on the earth when I return? So you have to guard your faith, and you have to be serious about it. And you have to be connected to Jesus himself, as he describes in Ephesians chapter 1, that he sits on the throne. We're connected on the earth, sitting in heavenly places with him, Ephesians chapter 2. And during this time, he is doing something. What is he doing? He's connected to us, and he is actively giving his power to us ward who believe. That's the living stones that are connected to Jesus. And his body reaches all around the world. We are each a living stone, and we each make up the body of Christ into a gigantic temple or sanctuary, a mystical sanctuary. And that's where our safety is dwelling in that mystical body of Christ that belongs to Jesus, where you, as a living stone foundation, that you're constantly in contact with your Lord so that he can warn you if you're doing something wrong or if you're going off of the track. So deliverance is a very, very important part of a Christian's a walk with the Lord, because if you do miss the mark, and all of us do at one time or another, the Bible in John tells us that we have an advocate with the Father. That advocate means that's like a lawyer.
Yes.
And the Lord will go in front of the throne of the Father, and he will plead your case. And he will say, Father, that one belongs to us. I cover that one with my blood. We forgive that person. And that way you don't lose your salvation unless you willingly turn your back on the Lord and walk out into the darkness.
Amen.
And so, and that's not eternal security that I just said, friends. What we're saying is you must will to stand before the throne of grace. God doesn't make us do anything, does he?
No, ma'am. We are not robots. He wants us to love him willingly and choose Jesus Christ, does he not?
That's exactly right. Now, you know, the blood of Jesus, we get the blood of Jesus from his throne, that same blood that he died on the cross for us, that flowed out onto the ground for us to redeem the ground, to redeem us, that same blood. And that blood in Hebrews 9:20 says, saying, this is the blood of the New Testament, which God hath enjoined unto you. So you are actually joined in to the blood of Jesus as you walk as a Christian. And that's part of your power, because it was shed for you to redeem you from your sins. And according to this particular scripture, we can see that it was shed for you to keep you underneath the flow of the blood of Jesus as a defense against devils being able to come and to overcome you at any time. The blood of Jesus is a very important, powerful part of a Christian's life, even after they get saved. And so it's a valid a part of your defense system. Also a part of your defense system is being able to call the Father to send warring angels to you.
Yes.
Now, this part is going to be big. We bind that up in the name of Jesus. A very important part of your defense system is being able to cry out to the Father and say, Father, would you please send these your warring angels to war against these devils that are coming against me, and make them accountable to the name of Jesus. Now, we ministered to a man some years back, and I wrote a book about him called Solitary Satanist. And that was a man that was walking in agreement with the devil, had sold his soul to the devil with a blood covenant of cutting his wrist and putting his hand to the wrist of a devil that had appeared in front of him. And he sold his soul to that devil. Well, after he came to Miracle and got free, what happened was we immediately started teaching him defense, because it's important for you to learn how to defend yourself when you get delivered. And so we taught him the power of the name of Jesus.
Yes.
And how to bind devils and how to say, I bind you in the name of Jesus, things like that. One night, two demons came into his room, and they had a they both had swords. And he said, what are you doing here? He said, I belong to Jesus now. And those spirits, they told him, they said, we've come to kill you. He said, you can't kill me. I belong to Jesus now. They said, no, you made a blood sacrifice to oath to Satan, and we've come to collect. He said, I bind you in the name of Jesus. The binding had absolutely no effect on him at all, none, on those devils. And so he spoke and he said to him, he said, don't you understand that I just bound you up in the name of Jesus? He said, don't you know who Jesus is? And the demon said, we know who Jesus is, but do you know who Jesus is? See, it all works on faith, and this is why we drive you to go and get a lot of the Word of God coming in you and filling yourself up with the Word and studying to make yourself approved of God.
It's about relationship, so, isn't it?
Yeah. And
you know,
so with that.
This is a actual example that you saw. This is keep going with that. Let's hear the rest of that.
And so he says, the demons told him, said, we know who Jesus is, but do you know who he is?
Wow.
Well, you see, the Satanist had just gotten born again, and he had just submitted his heart to the Lord. And we were just beginning to preach to him, teach him defense. Yes, you can buy your soul, you can get your soul back. Jesus is above that. If he takes you back, you can get your soul back.
Amen.
Go read Solitary Satanist. And so anyway, what happened is he realized that he didn't have the faith to use the name of Jesus. And you've got to remember, when people have submitted themselves to Satan, what happens is they've seen the power of Satan move in their lives, and now they have to learn about the power of God. And so he cried out to the Father, and we had taught him that the Father would send him angels if he needed them. And he said, Father, would you send your angels to help me, these demons, make them accountable to the name of Jesus?
Yes.
Immediately, these two big angels came into the room. And when they came into the room, they grabbed the swords out of the demons' hands, and they bound them immediately and
Praise
took
God.
Them away. And so our God is very, very powerful. But you see, you have to have a living relationship with Jesus every moment, every day, in order to learn of him, to learn who he was and who he is and who he will be when you go into his kingdom. And so the power of God is real, and it's available. All the power that you need is available with that supernatural spiritual connection that you have with the throne of Jesus shown over in Ephesians chapter 1.
Dr.
And
Pat,
Paul,
how do we cultivate that? There's people listening saying, you know, I believe in what you're saying, and I want to have that relationship. What should I be doing differently?
Well, what they have to do is some of it is taught, like we're teaching them. And when they hear stories like that, their faith builds up immediately. But then they need their pens and their papers. And when they hear us give out a scripture, go later and look up that scripture, re-listen to these tapes, and take notes on what you hear. when you go and look up Ephesians chapter 1, you will see that that scripture tells, Paul is telling the church that he wants their understanding enlightened. And that means he wants you to understand, to have light on your understanding of who Jesus Christ is. And then he shows the mighty God sitting on the throne at the right hand of God the Father. And that God, that Jesus that sits on the throne is actively releasing his power to usward who believe. Now, when you study and meditate on those scriptures, and that you see that you're never without the power of God in your life, you can immediately rise up at any given second and holler for the name of Jesus, and his power is instantly available to you through faith.
Yes.
So that's how they learn to cultivate their experiences with Jesus.
Amen.
Yes,
there is power in the name of Jesus Christ. Dimitri Dudeman was sitting on an electric chair being tortured in a Romanian prison in the late 80s, and all he could say was, "Help me, Lord Jesus." You know, you may be laying on your bed. You feel an incubus or succubus demon coming in. You may not know what it is, but you've been paralyzed, and you say, what's going on? I can't even move. Even if you can't speak it out, just think, help me, Jesus. You know, there's power in the name of Jesus
Christ.
Amen.
Well, you know, I interviewed Dimitri Dudeman back in the 80s with his grandson when they came to Jacksonville, Florida.
Oh, praise God, yes.
On FM88. And he told that story on my radio program back then. And what he said was that they had bought, I believe the story happened over in Romania, as I can remember.
Yes.
But they had bought an electric chair to start killing the people that were in the concentration camp there.
That's right.
And
they had custom ordered it from Germany.
Yeah, from Germany. And
yeah.
He said that Jesus told him, said, Dimitri, just say the name of Jesus.
Yes.
So when they strapped him down in the electric chair, he said that he was saying the name of Jesus, Jesus, Jesus,
yes,
over and over. And he sort of went out into the spirit, and when he came back, there was great fear on everyone's face. And they did this to this man three times, as I can remember.
That's right.
His grandson will tell you probably more accurately than I can. But because we're talking 20 years ago or more. But what happened from my memory, he said the last time they came to him, and they said, pack your things. We're getting you out of the country. We're afraid of you. And so he took his family, and that's when he flew to the United States. When he came to the United States, he told the story on my radio program. He said that they flew into the airport, and he looked at the people in the airport, and, you know, they were scantily clothed in shorts and smoking cigarettes and drinking and a typical American scene. And he said, Lord, did the airplane land in the wrong country? How can this be America? You know, in
yeah.
God we trust. And so then he said that a family took him in. But it's a very interesting story. Dimitri Dudeman was not a man trained in theology. And so some of your theology scholars will try to break down his testimony through their knowledge of theology. But he came from a school of hard knocks where he had to experience giving his life for Jesus after being a communist for many years And he also had to experience actually sitting at the point of death, not ready to go meet Jesus face to face. And I say that if we haven't been in his shoes, be very careful about how you judge him.
Amen.
Because I believe his testimony
absolutely
is true.
Absolutely.
Go ahead. But that's that's. Go ahead.
I mean, that illustrates, you know, another example. There's power in the name of Jesus Christ, and you know, you could be in a situation where you're under attack. Just cry out to Jesus. You know, that's what we do. We plead the blood of Jesus.
Yes.
Ask Jesus for help. You can ask God to loose angels to come down, and they'll be there on the scene in seconds. And
instantly, because he's already connected to you. He's inside of you. Jesus, that's what you have to always remember. You know, I've seen over the years as being a pastor that there are people that when they come to church, they get their lives all straight for me to look at them. And I tell them, I say, look, I can't cast you into hell and I can't get you into heaven. The person that's inside of you is who you have to be living for. And if you walk around knowing that Jesus is inside of you, how can you just openly sin? You know? And so we have to be aware of the presence of God around us, and our language will clean up, our habits will clean up, and we'll walk in a more godly fashion than many of us are walking now. So demons are real, but first and foremost, you must remember that Jesus is real. And in Hosea 4:6, it says, my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee, that thou shalt no more, no priest to me, seeing that thou hast forgotten the law of thy God, I will also forget your children. And so your knowledge has to come from his word.
Yes.
Isn't that right? We walk
around
trying to serve Jesus without a Bible.
That's our source of power right there. That's the actual sword of the Spirit. That is our weapon, and the Bible. And the more word that you put on the inside of you, you may not even understand it as you're reading. Just put it in to your mind. You know, read it and listen to it. The Holy Spirit will quicken it to you, and you'll say, wait a minute, where'd that verse come from? Because God has written it on the tables of your heart. And the more word that you have inside of you, the more ammunition you have, and you can speak the word, and it's powerful than any two-edged sword. It's powerful than a nuclear weapon.
That's right. And Omega Man, let me do something real quick.
Yes.
You know, class, the chat room is our classroom. We're in a study tonight, and the subject matter is not Obama. The subject matter is to build you up on your most holy faith. And if you want to talk about Obama, I'll come on here another night and we'll talk about him because I've got articles concerning him. But if you want to learn how to defeat the devil, then listen to this program because that's what God is doing. He's pouring scriptures in you and he's pouring power of faith into you. And Obama is just a man. He means nothing. This is important stuff that you're listening to tonight. So I'm asking you to stay focused. Offer things concerning what we're talking about. Because you've got half of our chat room is talking about Obama right now, and then the other half is with us. And the half that is standing with us will walk away full of faith. And all you'll know is another news report about Obama. So don't let the devil divide us when we're teaching you, okay? And we bind that spirit of division and command every mind to be on Jesus Christ in Jesus' name right now. Go ahead.
You know, greater is he that is in thee than he that is in the world. And so we don't have to fear Satan, folks. I have a healthy respect, and I know that he does have some power down here. And, yes, just like the word says, he goes around like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. You know, his goal is to kill you, steal from you, and destroy you if he can. But it doesn't have to be that way. God has given us the ability, as believers, to turn the tables on the enemy, recognize what it is inside of us that is afflicting us, which is tormenting us, which is driving us in directions that we don't want to go. And we can take authority over it, command these foul spirits to go, get our lives cleaned up, recognize the traps of Satan and how it was that he got into us in the beginning, close those doors, stay free, keep our house swept clean, stay filled with the Holy Spirit, and start gaining strength by the day as we get into the Word of God in prayer. And then Satan is no match. And what we then do is go out and help our family and start plucking our friends out of the fire. And that's what we're trying to do here is equip an army to go out there and take the land back for Jesus. You know, I look at Satan as nothing more than a schoolyard bully, Dr. Pat.
That's you what
know,
he is.
He's just a big bully, and he'll, you know, threaten you and, you know, manifest and, you know, try to scare you. But the truth of it is, you just got to look him in the eye and say, I rebuke you, you foul spirit, in Jesus' name. Get behind me, Satan. And, you know, I spend much of my time alone, Dr. Pat, and I will be out on the road late at night after a show, maybe going down to hunt a hamburger.
Talking on the phone.
All of a sudden, my hair will stand up on my arm, and I'll get a creepy feeling, and I realize, you know, Satan's trying to put some fear in me or attack me, and I'll just say, I rebuke you, you foul spirit. You know, God has not given me a spirit of fear, but a power and love and a sound mind. And that comes right out of the Word. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power and love and a sound mind. And I use the Word as a sword to strike the enemy, and if you resist the devil, he'll flee. And he'll run down the road and bother somebody else.
Right.
And, you know, it's knowing your authority, standing on your authority, and if you resist that schoolyard bully, call his bluff, 9 out of 10 times he's going to walk away. But if he tries to fight you, greater is he that is in thee than anything that Satan can try against you, because he's already been whipped. He got whipped at Calvary.
Amen.
We just don't realize that yet. And he doesn't want people to know that his power has already been revoked when we're standing in Christ. So, yeah, there can be a battle sometimes. Sure there is, but
Amen.
You're going to win through Jesus Christ, so we don't have to fear him. And, you know, these demons, they only understand one thing, you know, force. So you've just got to, you know, take authority over them and kick them out. And then you can be set free. We don't have to be driven by these compulsive desires inside of us, these thoughts that are telling us to do things. You know, in the early days, Dr. Pat, I can remember I used to battle with depression all the time. And I had no idea of what we're talking about tonight. In fact, I said, man, there must be something wrong with me. So I was in herbs at the time, so I said, let me go get some St. John's wort. You know, in the herbal community, they'll say that's good for depression. Folks, that no sooner helped me than the man in the moon, and that wasn't my problem. It was a spiritual attack. And to think of the time that I battled with that, and I could have gotten the victory over that. And you know, a lot of it is tied into, you know, Satan's permission, you know, to attack us through sin. So the deal here is to determine what doorway he came in. Close that doorway, repent of it, and keep it closed. And then he can't come in that way anymore. And eventually he's not going to find any way to get in, and he'll just go down the road and find someone else to bother.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you can stay set free. You can have your mind restored. You can have your soul restored. Many of us are like Swiss cheese. We've got fragmented souls and minds, but Jesus Christ can restore it. You know, David said, the Lord restoreth my soul. So this is all can be appropriated through Jesus Christ and getting in the Word. And to what Dr. Pat said earlier, you don't go halfway with deliverance, because you're going to be filled with one thing or the other. It's either going to be the Holy Spirit or it's going to be evil spirits. You know, you just... You can't straddle the fence. When you get some deliverance, Don't say, oh, okay, good. I got all the deliverance I need. Let me go back to living like I was. Understand something, that you've got to continue down the road, continuing strengthening yourself, getting filled with the Holy Spirit, and keeping those doorways closed. Or if you decide, well, I'm done with it, I don't want to hear about deliverance anymore, what will happen is you let your guard down, Satan will come back, knock on the door, find a entryway, and then bring seven more foul spirits. And your end state will be worse than the beginning. There is no going halfway. You cannot be lukewarm. You've got to be hot or cold.
Yeah. And
the good news is you can stay set free. Go ahead.
Somebody, I'd like for setting the captives free. Write a little note about what you saw last night over at, well, she's ahead of me. She just had already written it about what she saw in the church last night. And another chat room person mentioned that her sister had stopped speaking to her when she sent some of the sermons. That's what Christianity is. Jesus said that he didn't come to bring peace. He came with a sword. And the sword is the division between the spiritual realms of, you're totally cut off and divided from the realms of the satanic realms of the devil. And you're reaching out to your relatives and your friends and your loved ones because you know the reality of Christianity. And they don't, but the demons in them do. So they cut them off from you. And so that's when you have to turn around and begin to pray and ask God to save your sisters, your brothers, and your friends, so that they can come on your side of the mountain where Jesus is and away from the demons.
You know,
so
Dr.
don't
Beth,
be discouraged.
It's the Antichrist spirit which is looking for universal peace in this world. You know, folks, mm-hmm. the word says when they cry peace and safety, then cometh sudden destruction. The Antichrist spirit that is gaining momentum in this world doesn't want confrontation. They don't want us to talk about what we're talking about tonight. They want everybody just to get along. Can't we get along and love one another? What they're looking to push us into, Dr. Pat, is going to be a one-world religion where we find some common ground. We come together, Muslim, Hindu, voodoo, hoodoo, whatever you are. Okay?
Yeah.
And we worship the Antichrist. Folks, that's not the game plan. The game plan is to come out from amongst her and be ye a separate people. And you're
that's
going
right.
to have conflict when you come against Satan, who has had a monopoly on the human race for thousands of years. He is not
yeah.
happy with what we're talking about because in about 15, 20 minutes, some of his demons are going to be evicted and kicked to the curb that maybe have been sitting in people for decades. And the enemy is angry with that. He's angry that the truth is being spoken, that you can be set free, and you don't have to be living in defeat anymore. And that's
trying
to get people angry. But what it's
that's
going
right.
to anger, it's going to anger the demons inside of people. So, again, Jesus Christ came to bring a sword. He didn't say, I want you to love everyone, and let's not talk about anything that might offend somebody. Yes, we are to love God, and we are to love our neighbor as ourselves. Okay, but he didn't say to the point that you don't confront sin and you don't tell people the truth that can set them free. So I just wanted to add
yes.
that there, because there is a move
yes.
to try to homogenize everything and say, well, you know, you don't love your brother if you know, if you want to talk about things such as deliverance.
But you see, what you just talked about is shown over in Revelation. It shows that the false prophet brings worship to the image of the beast, and it shows the people saying these words, oh, who can make war with the beast? It shows, and Revelation says, and they were all in one mind. And so that's what the big warfare in the world today is to get people moving in one mind religiously, politically, so that the Antichrist can be raised into the position of power. But what we're doing is we're trying to catch the harvest, the end time harvest, so that they will be prepared to receive Jesus when he comes. So you are not a joiner. You are a divider. We are dividers. And so, but the Bible, let's get back to the flesh, because that's what opens us up to sin. Omega Man described exactly oppression of the flesh when he described the scene of when he was walking, riding in the car a few moments ago. And that's called oppression. He was being pressed down and attempted with a headache. And that's a demonic force on the outside pressing down, trying to put thoughts into a person's head. And in his case, it was pressing a thought to go get a pill to solve this headache, when all he had to do was speak the word and make it go. And Galatians 5:24 says, "And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lust." And so, excuse me. Then in Mark 5:8, 16, and 17, it says, "For he said unto them, Come out of him, thou unclean spirit." So Omega Man handled that situation as he was riding along in the car. He spoke to it in the name of Jesus, and he got the victory over it, whereas before he would have stopped at an all-night drugstore and got a pill for that oppression. That's what you have to see that's so important, because we attribute all of our pains and aches and things that go on in us. We assume those are things for the doctor before we ever try to use our spiritual weapons. And I think that that is exactly what this whole sermon tonight is all about. If you are under physical attack, mental attack, if you're under that, then what you have to do is stand against it, resist it. If you can't get the victory yourself, don't worry. Contact a brothers and sisters that are stronger than you and say, "Look, I've got an addiction. I'm trying to get victory over it. Can you pray for me? Can you get people praying for me?" And you know what? All of a sudden, eventually, you will get the victory. I've seen it happen over and over and over. So don't get discouraged. If the first time you speak the name of Jesus, if it doesn't work, it's just a level of faith. And you've got to keep climbing higher and higher. And that's what these programs are all about. Omega Man.
Let me use an example of bugs.
aren't we supposed to get off the air?
Yes, and I'll bring that example back in the second hour. So let's take a break, and we'll be back with Omega Man Radio Network, Dr. Pat Holliday. Her websites are MiracleInternetChurch.com and PatHolliday.com. We'll be back here after this break.
Are you ready to take a ride? Grab your coffee and tune in each night at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific to the Omega Man Radio Network with your host, Shannon Ray Davis. Omega Man Radio is taking enemy territory for Jesus Christ, Yahshua preaching the gospel of the Messiah, and ministering in deliverance and miracle healing. Add some great guest interviews, and you have the recipe for fresh oil for the airwaves. Tune in at OmegaManRadio.com.
He is high and lifted up. He is Lord of everything. Praise his name in the highest place. He is God, the King of Kings. He has revealed himself through the works of his mighty power. Lamb of God. He comes, I receive him now. He's the King of kings and the Lord of lords, mighty God exalted on high. He's the King of kings and the Lord of lords. I believe in him. In adoration I cry. And lifted up, he is Lord of everything. Praise his name in the highest place. He is God, the King of kings, yes. He has revealed himself through the works of his mighty power. Behold, the Lamb of God, he comes. I'll receive him now. He's the King of kings and the Lord of lords, mighty God exalted on high. He's the King of kings and the Lord of lords. I believe in him. He's the King of kings and Lord of lords, Lord, mighty God exalted on high. He's the King of kings and Lord of lords. I believe in him. Adoration, I cry.
Do you listen to other radio programs and then say, "Where's the beef?" Tune in each day to Omega Man Radio, the show that will put meat on your spirit man's bones.
And we're back with Omega Man Radio Network. We've got Dr. Pat Holliday on tonight with the School of Deliverance. And you know, Dr. Pat, how many people out there listening have ever had to fight roaches? That's a
Amen.
Terrible thing, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, most of the time roaches exist when you've got a filthy situation on your hands, but not always. Sometimes they just happen based on your geographical location. But what do you do? If you've been infested and overrun with these roaches, you know, and you walk into your kitchen, you turn on the light, and they just scatter. I mean, it's a horrible thing. You know, they're crawling over your food and, you know, heaven forbid. If that's happened to you. But what you do is you get cleaned up. You go in there and clean things up. And then you get some Raid and spray. And you might not get rid of them all overnight. But you keep things clean. You know, you keep putting your defensive spray out there. And then sooner or later, those roaches are going to cease to exist. They'll probably run down from your apartment to another apartment and jump in there. And that's sort of like demons. You know, we've all been infested, many of us from birth. Some of us, it wasn't even our fault. Things came down the generational family lines. And so do you have to live with that infestation? You know, no, you don't. You accept Jesus Christ. He will help you get cleaned up. You stay clean. And what you do is you learn how to do the defenses. And when those roaches, they hit that barrier of Raid, in this case the blood of Jesus, you know, they're not going to be able to penetrate. And they'll run somewhere else and look for an easier target. Or has anyone out there ever dealt with scorpions? Now, I will tell you, I ran into my first encounter with a scorpion, Dr. Pat, when I was living in Costa Rica. Frightening, I'll be honest with you. little did I know that the country of Costa Rica has probably 11 of the world's most deadliest snakes. And they were all probably within about a 2-mile radius from where we lived up in the mountains. And most places are infested with scorpions. It's horrible. And so you'll be walking, you know, through your house, apartment, and you'll see one of these things just scurrying across the floor. I mean, it's frightening. I'll be honest with you. Everybody knows they sting. Well, one day I'm doing some wash, and I put my pants in the wash machine. Cycle finished its run. I reached in there, and lo and behold, let me back up here. I'm telling you the wrong story. My mother reached in there. She was visiting me, and she screamed. And she looked in and called me, and I ran in there, and there was a scorpion that had went through the washing cycle. Apparently what had happened, I'd left a pair of jeans on the floor, which you don't do because scorpions look for cover, and they ran into my pocket, and it must have been in my pocket. How long, I don't know. Well, thank God I didn't get stung. It went through the cycle. It was still alive. Well, Well, so what do you do? Well, if you find out that you've got scorpions, okay, what you've got to do is you've got to go and look for places that they come in through, and they like to come in through your drain pipes, like underneath your sink. You know, most everybody, they go to the sink, they have a little bit of usually a little bit of hole around where the pipe goes to the wall. And what you've got to do in this case is you get steel wool, and you get in there with the steel wool and plug up all the holes, and then you go out and lay some, some special spray out in your yard, and you can control those things. And, you know, if you see one, you just step on it and squish it. You know, that's what demons are like. You know, they're looking for entryways. They'll come in. They'll come into your life. They'll be in your house. You know, what you've got to do is you've got to find out where they're coming in. You've got to close that door. You've got to put some barriers around you. Every day you plead the blood of Jesus over you and your family and your house and your car. You ask God to put a hedge of protection around you, the Holy Spirit. Like you taught me, Dr. Pat, Zechariah 2 and 5. Ask God to loose angels down there to put a protective barrier around you. And just keep your place clean. And
well,
you can stay set free.
And I can tell you some analogies to roaches and fleas and things. If you remember, when God, that was some of the supernatural signs that Moses showed, everything that the witches over in Genesis showed, God had, God's man's power was greater. And I remember what I'm getting at is sometimes spiritual bugs will appear in your house, and they're not real. And like my sister and I went downstate some years back to minister, and we were in this little town downstate that was had a lot of witches around in it, and we were staying with this woman. And she had a little tiny dog, and the fleas were so bad in her house that we were having to put our feet up on her coffee table. And so my sister spoke to her about it, and she said, you know, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. She said, you ought to take your dog and have him defleed. And the woman said, well, you know, she said, fleas have never come into my house until Pat Holiday came. And so when she said that, I took authority and command those fleas to die in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And they all left. They were all gone. But when we got back home to where I live in Jacksonville, my husband had to call the pest man to the house to deflee our entire house. And we didn't even have pets. We didn't even have any pets in our house. And so they were sent by the witches. And so when I was in Africa, Evelyn told me a story that she was in college, and they all knew that there was a witch in their class, but they didn't know who it was. She was a Muslim at the time. And she said that one night, in the middle of the night, she woke up and her roommate was transmigrating into a lion. And she said she was half lion and half woman at the time when she saw her.
Wow.
And so when the woman discovered that she now knew that she was a witch, she began to share things with her that had happened to her, you know, as being a witch. And she told the story that in order to get to a certain level of witchcraft, you have to kill a relative. And she had a relative in another city. And she told Evelyn, she said, I turned myself into a cockroach.
Oh, my goodness.
And she said, I went up on the telephone lines or the electric lines. And she said, I walked along those lines to get to the other city to go bite my cousin so that she would die.
Wow.
And so, see, all kind, and I've had things to appear in the forms of bugs and flies and things like that, and take authority and see them disappear, spiders right in front of my eyes. And so sometimes you need to handle things as though they're spiritual. And once you command them to die, or you swat them and they disappear and you can't find their bodies, then that will be supernatural. But
yeah,
if you command them to disappear and they just keep on chopping on your food, you know you better call the pest man, because those are real. But in the Bible, you see, those kind of things are shown over in the book of Revelation, for instance, and they're shown over in Joel chapter 2 as scorpions and frogs coming up from the sea.
Yes.
And those are the end time demons that are released on the world, that are released from the pit. And they come up in the form of things that we know about. If they had written that this great monster came up and tried to describe some of the monsters that they're drawing in some of our horror shows, they might not have even understood what they were talking about. So the Bible's written so people could understand the supernatural implications of frogs and lice and scorpions and things like that, because they saw them every day of their life. So just understand that devils take all kinds of forms. They take the forms of human beings, they take the forms of animals, and they take the forms of the tiniest little germs that you have to take a microscope and look, could be a demon. And we would call it perhaps cancer, when all it is a little germ in there that's causing your body to get sick, and all you got to do is cast it out, like the spirit of AIDS. I've cast the spirit of AIDS out and seen five different people over the years respond before there were any pills. Back when AIDS first appeared on the scene, several men, I'm thinking of two as I sit here, came through our deliverance ministry, and they had AIDS, and it was a death sentence before they released the pills that were out on the market. And one of them got healed and moved out to Texas with his Christian mother, and another one got healed and moved down to Orlando. And I've seen people healed of AIDS that since they've made those pills. When we went to Africa, in Africa there's a tremendous epidemic of AIDS.
Oh, yes.
Even with the children, and people were bringing the children to church to get healed of AIDS. It was heartbreaking. Little children that have never had sex that had walking around with the AIDS.
Well, you know, Dr. Pat, and it's still out there. I mean, you know, when people started talking about it for the first time back in the 80s, I remember years. I mean, you'd hear about AIDS every night, you know, new outbreaks found,
yeah.
And, you know, you don't really hear them talking about it anymore. Does that mean, folks, that AIDS isn't out there? Absolutely not. It's probably killing more people than ever. And simply by ignoring it does not stop people from dying of AIDS. Just like not talking about deliverance, will that stop you from not getting a demon? Absolutely not. You know, people are being killed out there for a lack of knowledge. But there is power through the blood of Jesus Christ. And as you've seen, Dr. Pat, nothing's too hard for God, and he can heal a person of AIDS.
Well, and anything, because you see, when he walked on the earth, Jesus, the incurable thing was leprosy. And what leprosy will do to a person is it will eat away their limbs and their feet and their toes and their fingers. And the Bible describes people, if they came in contact with a person that wasn't affected, they would have to holler, unclean, unclean. That means don't come to me because I'm unclean with this leprosy.
Okay.
And the Bible shows that Jesus went among them and killed and healed them.
Yes.
And the Bible says he made them all, A-A-L, whole, everyone. So if Jesus said, the works that I do, you shall do greater works because I go to the Father. What did he mean by that? He meant that he's going to sit on the throne of the universe and he's going to extend his power to us who believe. And instead of one little servant walking around doing these great signs and wonders, anyone that believes can just reach up, take the power, and run with it. That's
yes.
what that means. So there could be people healing the sick all over the world if they would get the gospel and the truth in their heart of who Jesus is. Amen?
Amen. For a long, way too long, Dr. Pat, Satan and his host of hell, the demons, have had a monopoly on people to terrorize them, to depress them, to destroy them. And what we're talking about, folks, is breaking the back of that monopoly, okay? Just like they broke AT&T into many.
That's right.
And we got cheaper long distance. No, we're talking about destroying this monopoly Satan has over our minds and our souls and setting the captives free. And this makes the demons nervous because
That's
they know
right.
that when a believer learns their authority, they say, whoa, we stand no chance against a believer in the blood of Jesus Christ. That's what makes them shriek in fear.
Now, back in the 70s and the 80s, when Kenneth Hagin became popular among the Word of Faith people, there were ministers that came on the scene, and they followed him. And I noticed back in those days that the people that were following him, they talked like him, they walked like him, they gave the same messages that he gave out. And Kenneth was from Oklahoma,
yep.
and he had that Oklahomian twang like Texans, and I've got a Southern twang. I'm not coming against him for that. I'm just telling you he did have it. And you would see a preacher up preaching, a young man, and he would be talking like, sounding like Kenneth Hagin, and he'd go, well, when I was like he talked. And then you'd watch his body action, and he'd be a young man bent over in the same form that Kenneth Hagin used to walk back and forth.
Oh, my goodness.
Bent over. And
wow.
they were imitating him because he was successful. So what I've always taught the ministers that have come up under me is imitate Jesus. Imitate Jesus.
Yeah.
And then you won't go wrong. In Luke 10:19, here's what Jesus says to you. He says, I have given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions and to overcome all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall harm you. And then the believer not only has the supernatural spiritual authority from the throne of Jesus, but he also has the spiritual ability of the Holy Spirit in him to use the authority and the name of Jesus. And Jesus said in Matthew 28:28, he said, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me.
Yes.
Therefore, go ye into the world. And so he was saying, here's my authority that's been given to me. I send you into the world to copy me and to do the same things that I do. So he gave us all of his power and his authority. And then in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 21, it says, he is far above all rule and authority, power, and dominion, and every title that can be given, not only in the present age, but also the one to come. So we walk under the fountain of all power and all authority. So if if Christian believers could just believe that. But
Amen.
You see, if that's not being taught, and it's not in most of your churches, you've got this fat-bellied guy that brought this weird ministry from Africa, who is from a gypsy type family anyway, standing in front of the people saying, ha, 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 and then everybody starts laughing. You know, I've got an article someplace about ha, ha, ha spirit, and I came across a spirit called ha, ha. And I noticed that some of these laughing ministers, they will put their hand on a person's belly and say, ha, ha. And, of course, in Hinduism, in order for people to get the Kundalini spirit, they have to do what they call a mantra.
Okay.
And a mantra is simply the name of a spirit that they're calling on the scene to come and take entrance of the person. So here's Christians being taught, ha, ha, spirit mantra to come and possess them. But you see, Christians don't want to hear about this stuff, particularly these big church Christians, because they're all into this stuff. And the pastor's so afraid that he's going to lose a big tithe until somebody like me, my God, we're a witch, or we are wizards, or we are this or that. Everything but the truth. We're just simple servants of Jesus.
Well, you know, Dr. Pat, where there's always the genuine, there is the counterfeit.
Right.
You know, a genuine Rolex Submariner watch, date watch, the black ones that you see a lot of the celebrities wearing, they'll cost you $5,000. You can go
yes.
over to Tijuana, Mexico, and you can get one that's an automatic that'll cost you $80. Now, on the surface, they both appear to be the same thing.
Right.
In fact, I used to have them when I lived in Tijuana. I would go over to Revolution Avenue and buy these fake Rolexes. I couldn't afford the real one. But I had one on one time, and I was sitting with some people that had real ones, and they looked at mine, and they couldn't tell the difference.
Right.
And I kind of smiled. That is until you take it off, and they flip it over, and you see the hourglass on the back that's transparent, and you know, and you inspect it a little bit, then you realize, hey, I have a fake. It's a counterfeit. And you know, in the American church, there is the real deliverance ministry that we're preaching here, and you've got the fake. You've got the real manifestation of the Holy Spirit. You've got the fake. You've got to be able to discern, because one is a genuine article. The other is the counterfeit.
Yes.
And what we're talking about in real terms of, you know, the true move of God and the Kundalini spirit, if you get the fake folks, it can kill you. I mean, it can take you
yes.
out. You've got to be
yes.
very careful. Who you're learning under, who you lay hands on. You've got to be wise as a serpent, like the word says, but meek as a dove. And you've got to, you know, the word says, my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. Well, how then do you keep from getting destroyed? You gain knowledge, okay, about the truth. You get in the Word of God every day, okay? You read it. When you go to bed, you play it at night, let it wash over your spirit as you're sleeping. Since I started taking that advice that you gave me, Dr. Pat, I'm
yes.
sleeping great, and I used to actually wake feeling empty. Now it's like my spirit man is picked up 50 pounds over the course of the
food.
Night. Of spiritual,
spiritual
food. And
food.
Folks, you stay in the Word, okay, and you gain knowledge and wisdom about the Word of God, okay, and then you won't be so easily deceived the next time. And you'll have the discernment of the Holy Spirit operating in you, and God will say, hey, that's the fake over there. Okay, and you won't have
exactly.
to be deceived, and you can resist the devil, and he shall flee, and you'll be able to speak the word of God and take authority over these foul spirits. That's the way you
mm-hmm.
keep from perishing. You get into the word of God, and you feed on it.
That's exactly right. And, you know, I have a Rolex that's not real. But the Rolex that I've got has the same mechanisms in it, the same stainless steel in it that the real ones have. And on the back, it's got the numbers on it, everything. And, you know, the fake ones, usually the little thing, the little hands, the minute hand, second hand, stops each little move. But the real one, it sweeps around. The one I have sweeps around. And so I found it the other day, and I said, I think I'll wear this. And I took it over to one of the department stores and asked them if they'd put a battery in it. The jeweler looked at it, and he said, we don't do Rolexes. He thought it was a real Rolex. A jeweler did. And so
that's a good copy.
Fake religion, this is what I tell people. There's a scripture that says, if possible, even the elect will be deceived and in the latter days. And so many of your preachers will preach that scripture and they say, even the elect will be deceived in the last days. That's not what the Bible says. It says, if possible. If possible means that it is not possible to deceive God's elect. Now, how come people are going to be deceived? Because the fake, another Jesus, another gospel, another spirit is going to imitate the spirit of the Holy Ghost, the Father and the Son. And the way that you will see the real from the fake is that you have to have that divine connection with Jesus,
yes,
that he can open your eyes to see and your ears to hear. In the book of Revelation, he tells the churches as he was chastising them, he said, ask me for eye salve and ear salve so that you can, I can open your ears that you can hear and your eyes that you can see. You see, spiritual things are spiritually discerned, and you can't get to heaven without Jesus. He is the door. So if you've never asked Jesus Christ to be your personal Savior, you better do it tonight after hearing these powerful messages, because you might not ever have another chance to hear a message like this. And all you have to do, really, is to repent from your sins and ask Jesus to come and live in your heart and be your personal Savior and forgive all of your sins and then live for him and get in his word.
There may be some people out there right now that would like to receive Jesus Christ. Would you lead them through a prayer that they can pray wherever they're at, either listening live or on the MP3, so they can settle it once and for all in their minds? And, folks, today is a day of salvation. No man is guaranteed tomorrow, no man or woman. And so we need to make that decision today, and you can be victorious. And this will set you on the road to a life that will, you know, lead you into victory. You don't have to be beaten down anymore. You don't have to be worrying about the future and worrying about what's going on over in Indonesia, you know, if we're going to have a nuke go off tomorrow or not. It won't matter. If it happened down the street and you know Jesus Christ as your Savior tonight, when the Spirit leaves the body, you'll be in present before the Lord. Go ahead, Dr. Pat.
Yes. Father, we lift up the people that are listening to this program tonight, and we lift up this person that's writing about HaHa. And we ask you for mercy. We cage up every spirit that keeps them from receiving you. We disconnect every devil from their minds. We ask you, God, to clear their minds so that they can hear the messages. And we ask the Holy Ghost to go and convict each person to open up their spiritual understanding that Jesus Christ is Lord and that there are no other gods, that he is the only one that comes to let them through the door. And you just say to me, with me, say, Father, I ask you to forgive me from all of my sins. I ask you to come and be my personal Savior. I give you my life. I open the door to my heart and ask you, Jesus, to come in. I accept your blood sacrifice tonight for all of my sins. I thank you, Lord, that you loved me and died for me. In Jesus' name, amen. That's all you got to do. And then you get to know him because he's your God. And that's when you get in the Word. That's when you hang around with spiritual people. And that's who we are. And see, on Sunday night, we're starting another part of this particular type of ministry, but it's going to be intercessory prayer. And Omega Man is going to tell you about it and the time, but I just want to challenge you to tune in on Sunday night to Omega Man and join the intercessory group that you will. You can sign up on Omega Man's website as an intercessor. And we're particularly calling out for leadership, for people that have deliverance ministries, for people that pray, that have intercessory ministries, to go up there and sign in. We want to build intercessory prayer groups all over the world. And if you belong to another country, sign up and stand in for your country on Sunday night as we begin to pray, and for your church. And we'll see God move just wonderfully. Omega Man.
Amen. Tomorrow night, it'll be Sunday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern time, we'll be starting the School of Intercessory Prayer. Dr. Pat is going to be teaching us how to do intercessory warfare prayer. We're going to be doing live prayer over the airwaves. And basically, it's a continuation of what y'all have been doing for a number of years there locally at Miracle Internet Church, Dr. Pat. And what we want to do is basically start a blitzkrieg in the spirit world and start getting people together around the globe to pray and see if we can't affect some change. I know we can when we get together and pray, and that's going to be 8 p.m. Eastern time. Same channel, OmegaManRadio.com. And if you would like to join with us and pray and become an intercessor, you can go over to the website, OmegaManRadio.com, and shoot me an email or click on the link there at the top of the page and let us know, and we'll get you involved in this network. If
yeah,
you need prayer.
We can pray.
Go ahead,
we
Dr.
can pray for your needs, too.
Yes.
I had a woman to call me today, and she was just very upset. She's a woman that can't come out of the house, and I told her about MiracleInternetChurch.com, that we had made that for shut-ins as well as people that don't have churches, and for you, too. But I challenged her to come Sunday night. So that I told her, I said, there's thousands of people that are pulling these MP3s down and that are listening to this radio show, and they'll be interceding for your family too. So the chat room will become a place where people can leave their prayer request.
Yes.
And it will become a place where people can join in agreement with us. It's an interactive church. It's like sitting right over there at Miracle and being with us in our prayer meetings every Tuesday night.
Amen. You can put your prayer request in over the chat. You can email it in. You can call in. And we'll just get together and pray every Sunday night and see what God will do. And I see our lines starting to stack up, so let's go to the phones. And if you need prayer tonight, the number is 917-889-2745. We'll get to everybody in order there. Let's go to our first caller. Okay, someone calling from 985 area code. Caller, you're on the air with Dr. Pat. How are you tonight?
Hi, I'm doing fine.
Hey, thank you for holding there. How are you?
I'm
great.
Doing fine. I was calling for prayer for myself and my husband for our marriage and for against witchcraft on our marriage and on me.
Okay, can you speak up just a little bit?
I'm calling for prayer for myself. My name is Kiana.
Oh,
and my
perfect.
Husband's name is Eddie. I was calling for prayer for myself and for him in a, against witchcraft.
Okay, Kiana, are you under witchcraft attack now, or were you involved
yes,
in witchcraft?
I am.
Give us a little bit of background.
Well, since no one knows me, I used to dabble into it years ago before I was a Christian, you know, being honest.
Yes.
My grandmother, you know, it was taught by my grandmother. You know, we're down here in the South, and when people do things to you, I was taught that you just go and get it removed by a witch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and
right.
So even if you, you know, you're supposed to be doing, you know, getting it removed. But now that I know as a Christian, Bella can't cast out Bella, so a witch can't help me because they're
That's
just
right.
going to leave me, you know, to a pit of fire because they have their day coming. But, you know, as I became a Christian, I've been a Christian for about 3 years, and I,
praise
know,
God.
I speak to God, and he was revealed to me that I was under attack of witchcraft. And it's unique because it keeps coming back and forth, and that's what I had questions about.
Okay. And you are attending a church?
Yes, I'm attending a church.
What kind of church are you attending?
Pentecostal.
Okay. They're not into the laughing things and things like that, are they?
No, they're like, ha, ha, ha. But I ask my pastor, I ask them again, you know, whenever, say if I'm saying, well, pastor, my head is burning, my hair is coming out, you know, and he's
yes.
like, well, nothing can touch you. I'm saying to myself,
okay.
But you see my hair was down my, you know, on my, you know, to my neck now. It's like, you know.
Absolutely.
Above my,
That's what they believe. They just think because you say, I'm a Christian, that nothing can touch you. But the truth is that the Bible was written for Christians by Jesus. And so it shows spiritual defense, spiritual weapons, and spiritual warfare. Now, what is the people in the world supposed to go out there and know how to defend themselves and use weapons? The pastors never teach these things anymore. And so if you're under attack, you can be under attack several ways. One way can be through your flesh and through sin. Another way can be through family spirits coming down your family line. Another way can be through a witch that knows you.
Well,
and you say, I love Jesus, and they begin to work powers and curses and hexes and do blood sacrifices against you. If you're not defending yourself in this hour of time, you're going to be under attack with witchcraft all the time because they're everywhere. So you evidently don't know how to defend yourself yet either, and that's what this program is all about. So what we do is we've heard several things from your testimony. One is that you come from a line where witchcraft was being practiced.
Mm-hmm.
I bet you don't have a testimony of somebody breaking those family curses over you. That's number one. You have gone to psychics yourself. I bet you that you've never been delivered from opening up your vessel to go into a witch or a wizard yourself. Third, there's probably wizards and witches infiltrating your church, and you probably don't have a testimony of being delivered of that either. Am I right?
Well, I prayed against going to them and closing the doors of those soul ties and
intentions
for those. And the only one I haven't did was the third thing, you know.
All right. Now, when you prayed against it, tell us how you did that. What did you do?
It was a prayer that I had got, and I just denounced every soul tie, like the witches that I went to. You know, it was something similar to that. I don't remember, you know, like exactly what I was stating. But I know it was like denouncing the spirit, asking God for forgiveness for doing it. And I prayed against the generational curse of going, you know, down the family lines of that.
Mm-hmm.
So I prayed on those. Because I researched on the Internet how to do it.
Deanna, let me ask you a question. Was it a grandmother or your mother that was doing the witchcraft sorcery?
My grandmother, but my mother also goes to the places.
You know the name of what brand it was? Was it Santeria? Was it Haitian voodoo? What was it?
Oh, hold on.
Probably the root workers.
Root workers, okay.
Yeah,
so there's a lot of Santeria going on around there.
Well, they also have the fortune
teller. I'm so sorry. It was Haitian.
Go ahead.
Oh, okay, Haitian voodoo. Did y'all use voodoo dolls?
I don't know what she used. She used dolls, but see, I never practiced it with her.
Okay. Well, you know what we can do tonight is we can certainly be sure that all those curses have been broken and the doorways have been closed and see what the Lord will do.
Okay.
Okay, and we take authority over any spirits of torment over the child.
Yes.
Right now, and we command them to go into the cage, and you will leave that child alone.
Yes, Jesus.
His mother is getting deliverance in Jesus' name. And I give you glory and praise right now in Jesus' name for this young lady.
Yes.
And we thank you, God, for the knowledge that you have given her.
Yes.
And we cover her and her family with the blood of Jesus. And we bind every curse, hex, and spell of witchcraft, voodooism, blood sacrifice, Cajun witchcraft, every ungodly thing that was practiced down her family line, and command those spirits to be bound and get into the cage over her and her child right now.
In the name of Jesus.
In Jesus' name. And we
bind
give you praise and glory, God,
spirits.
That as she has confessed her affiliation of going to psychics and different forms of witchcraft, I want you to say this prayer with me. Say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I thank you for deliverance.
I thank you for deliverance.
And I ask you to forgive me.
And I ask you to forgive me.
And my entire family.
And my entire family.
For going into any kind of witchcraft.
For going into any kind of witchcraft.
And I renounce the powers of Satan.
And I renounce the power of Satan.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
10 generations back.
You said generations back?
10 generations back.
10 generations back.
10 generations forward.
10 generations forward.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
And in the name of Jesus, I cage all of those spirits in my family line.
And in the name of Jesus, I cage all those spirits in my family line.
And I ask you to save the members of my family.
And I ask you to save the members of my family.
Tonight.
Tonight.
I stand in the gap for every one of them.
I stand in the gap for every one of them.
For salvation.
For salvation.
According to Acts 2:38.
According to Acts 2:38.
And 39.
And 39.
And I claim them into the kingdom of God.
And I claim them into the kingdom of God.
Now, Satan, I don't belong to you anymore.
Now, Satan, I do not belong to you anymore.
And I command you.
And I command you.
To be bound.
To be bound.
And all of your principalities and powers over my life.
And all your principalities. Oh. And all your principalities over my life.
And in the name of Jesus.
And in the name of Jesus.
I bind all of the curses, hexes, spells, blood sacrifices.
I bind all curses, hexes, spells, and sacrifices.
Over me.
Over me.
My family.
My family.
My children.
My children.
And you've got a husband?
Yes, my husband. And my husband.
And we include him in all of this, in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
And I command all of those spirits to go into the cage.
And I command all those spirits to go into the cage.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Now, I separate myself.
Now, I separate myself.
From all your ley lines.
From all your ley lines.
Your silver cords.
Your silver cords.
From all chains.
From all chains.
And fetters.
And fetters.
And everything that has bound me.
And everything that has bound me.
And I break them off of me.
And I break them off me.
I break the yoke off of my neck.
I break the yoke off my neck.
And I command my human spirit to be released.
I command my human spirit to be released.
And my mind.
And my mind.
I call it back.
I call it back.
In one piece.
In one piece.
Tonight.
Tonight.
And I command all of these spirits to leave.
And I command all these spirits to leave.
Me now and my child instantly.
Me now and my child instantly.
Father, you send your warring angels.
Father, you send your warring angels.
Your Holy Spirit.
Your Holy Spirit.
And Jesus is standing right in front of me, delivering me now.
And Jesus is standing right in front of me, delivering me now.
Amen. Now take a deep cough and cough them all out.
Come out in the name of Jesus.
All
come
of
out
them
and go in the cage.
Every
all witchcraft
one.
Spirits, loose her in Jesus' name.
Everyone.
All foul spirits, come out right now.
There's not one that can stay.
The Lord rebuke you. Be weakened in the name
not
of Jesus.
Not one
come
can
out.
Break up and leave.
Come out
isolate
right now.
Isolate from
name.
Each other. We forbid any power from coming from the outside.
Cut all connections.
We isolate each spirit. And all it can
Jesus
do
name.
Is leave. Leave. Leave.
Man, confusion
leave.
And blindness on you, foul spirits, in
Jesus
the name of Jesus.
Name. Come out.
Looser
come
out right now.
Let me hear you breathing out and coughing, honey. That's your agreement with this. Everyone, come out.
Come out in the name of Jesus. Break all witchcraft
we bind
curses.
Up the spirit of fear.
In the name of Jesus.
And command you to go in
come
the name
right
of
now.
Jesus with it. God has not given her
come
a spirit
out in Jesus
of fear,
name.
But that of a love and a power and a sound mind.
Or the blood of
come
Jesus
out.
Over you right now.
Come out. The name of Jesus.
We loose the spirit
of
obedience
Jesus.
Into these foul spirits.
The name
come out
of
right
Jesus.
Now. And obey.
In
come
Jesus
out in Jesus'
name.
Name.
The blood of the Lamb.
Father God, I ask that you would fragment the souls and minds of these demons right now in Jesus' name. Come out, you foul spirits. Go in the cage.
The word says that Jesus' right power is far above all rule, authority, power, and dominion. And at the title of the name of Jesus, every devil in this present age, but also the ones that come, have to obey. His power is above everything. So you come out, bow your knee to the name of Jesus now.
In the name
I
of
forbid
Jesus.
These
right
devils
now.
To be able to think, to be able to do anything but just leave.
Father
come
God,
out.
Loose your angels down right now to surround Kiana and assist us. Angels, go in there and rip these foul spirits out. In the name of Jesus, come out right now and loose her and go in the cage. We pour the blood of Jesus down your throats. You foul spirits, be weakened right now in the name of Jesus.
Deep call. Come out. Right
loose
down
Kiana
from
right
the
now.
Belt.
Come out right now.
We
go in the
bind
cage.
Up the Kundalini spirit and cut his head and his tail off down in that spine and command it to come out. We put the oil of the Holy Ghost around him so that he just slides right out in the name of Jesus. Now, instantly, in the name of Jesus, come up and cage out. We bind the spirit of Leviathan over her mind, and we command that thing, all of its heads, to be cut off, its tails, and the Holy Ghost oil slide it right out in the name of Jesus.
All spirits that
just
came in through Haitian voodoo, we bind you and command you to go into the cage right now in Jesus' name. Bind the strong
spirit
man and the gatekeeper. Come out.
Santeria, we bind you.
All voodoo.
Come out.
Come out. Any witchcraft spirits, come out right now in Jesus' name. All foul
every
spirits, we rebuke
spirit.
You in Jesus' name. Come out.
All blocking spirits, we ask our battle axe to go in there and break up every blocking spirit of this deliverance right now in the name of Jesus. Every spirit that's been allowed in there under religious spirit, we break your powers to stay. We command that you will weaken and come out in
be
the name
of Jesus. Be
weakened
in the name of Jesus right now. Kiana, I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to the foul spirit. Foul spirit, what's your name? You tell us your name and your legal authority or come out right now and go in the cage. The Lord rebuke you. You must obey. We lose the spirit of obedience into you right now. What is your legal ground to be in, Kiana, right now? What's your name? In the name of Jesus, you must respond or come out and go in the cage right now.
The blood of Jesus.
All children of fools with no names, come out right now and go in the cage.
The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus is on the inside, burning. Kiana, I want you to say, Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost.
I ask you to come in.
I ask you to come in.
And fill me.
And fill me.
With your fire.
With your fire.
And burn every spirit out of me.
And burn every spirit out of me.
That's hiding.
That's hiding.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
And by the blood of the Lamb.
And by the blood of the Lamb.
I will be set free.
I will be set free.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
And take a deep cough and let the Holy Spirit burn them out. Every devil, you are burning. You are burning.
Come out right now.
You are burning those spirits.
Lord,
they have
you,
no power.
Spirits.
All they have
right.
is weakness. You are burning.
The Lord on you, you foul spirits.
Are burning. Everyone, you are burning in the name of Jesus. The power of the blood of Jesus. We pour the blood of Jesus down into your throat and into your belly.
Come out.
Into
Jesus.
Your mind and down into your spine. In Jesus' name. The
command
blood
all foul
of Jesus.
Spirits to come.
The
and
blood
turn
of
on
Jesus
each other in Jesus' name and civil war right now.
Spirit in Jesus.
Turn on each other right now in the name of Jesus. Angels of God, go
angels
in there and take
war
a look at
them. Against these spirits with your sword.
Bring
cut
them out
free
in Jesus' name.
Her. We cut the roots and command them to come up and out. All the roots are broken and cut in the name of Jesus. Everyone, all.
Be weakened in Jesus' name. Be spoiled right now in Jesus' name.
How are you feeling?
I'm feeling fine. I just felt a little dizzy and my mouth started burning.
Your mouth is burning?
Mm-hmm. When you,
I want you to put your hand on your head.
Okay.
And say, the Bible says.
The Bible says.
My hair is my glory.
My hair is my glory.
And I receive the glory of God from my Father.
And I receive the glory from God from my Father.
And I forbid.
And I forbid.
Any spirit.
Any spirit.
To come and touch my hair ever again.
To come and touch my hair ever again.
And I command that spirit that cuts my hair and takes it away.
And I command that spirit to touch my hair and cuts it away.
To get into a cage.
To get into a cage.
And leave me instantly.
And leave me instantly.
And I release the power of God.
And I release the power of God.
Over my hair.
Over my hair.
And my body.
Over my body.
To deliver me from that.
To deliver me from that.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Now you take a deep cough coming all the way from the belly and cough it out.
All voodoo sin against her, we break it in Jesus' name. Command it, go back to demon that sent it. We break all curses on her and hoodoo and voodoo. Anything sin against her, we break it off right now. Come off of her hair,
now,
her mouth,
here's
in Jesus'
what you're
name.
Doing. You're coughing from the throat. I want you to take a deep cough. And the way you do it is you take a deep breath in. Think about coughing down in your belly and cough those things out, not from the throat. All the way down like that. Cough them. All the way down to the belly. Out. Out. Come up and out. Rush out.
Looser in Jesus' name, go in the cage, you foul spirits. The Lord rebuke you. Come out right now or you're going to Tartarus. Come out and get in the cage in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, be weakened 100-fold right now. Come out right now.
Cough all the way from the belly. That, what that does is it opens up your passages so that they can come up and get out. If you just cough from throat, they're caught down there in your chest and in your belly. You got to cough all. You got to open up those passages. So that they come up out of the belly and out of the mouth. So let's take a deep cough. Yes, she can cough. She can do it.
Loose her in Jesus' name. All you foul spirits must go now. You've been revoked of your powers. Come out. In the name
we
of Jesus Christ.
We you out in the name of Jesus. You
angels
will obey.
Angels go in there with a sword
you
at
will
the lowest
obey.
Point and thrust them up and out
you
in the name of
obey.
Jesus.
You will obey. Come up and out.
Father God, loose arrows to pierce these foul spirits through in Jesus' name.
We bind the block in the throat right now. We cut you up. We break you up. You will not block the passageways anymore. Come up and out now.
We break all witchcraft that has been sent against her. She's been in her dream state. In the name of Jesus, we break it off.
Here they come.
Come out.
More. More.
Jesus.
Here they come.
Lord, rebuke you.
For
the blood
of
Jesus down your throat, you foul spirits.
There they come.
Come out in Jesus' name.
Right down into the throat. You
come out
see
and
the
go
difference
to Tartarus right now.
In Jesus' name. See them coming up
come out
all the
name
way from that passage.
Angels of God, rip them out.
And choke
them out, angels of God.
In Jesus' name.
Choke
there
them out, angels of God, right now. Come out.
Yes, she's coughing.
Come out in the name of Jesus.
Now.
Be weakened
in the name
another hundredfold in Jesus' name.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Be weakened in Jesus' name.
All of them to come, everyone. Everyone.
Bind you. Come out.
Okay, now let me talk to you a minute. I want you to say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I take back my spirit.
I take back my spirit.
My soul.
My soul.
And my body.
And my body.
From any dedications to Satan.
From any dedication to Satan.
As a child.
As a child.
And I break the blood sacrifice for it.
And I break the blood sacrifice for it.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
And I command that oath.
And I command that oath.
Spirit to go into the cage.
That spirit to go into the cage.
My life is mine.
My life is mine.
And I give it to Jesus today.
And I give it to Jesus today.
His blood covers me, not yours.
His blood covers me, not yours.
And you get into that cage now and come up and out. I break your powers.
Come out, you foul spirit.
Cough it out.
Come out. You're no better than Citri. Loose her in Jesus' name and come out. Come out and go in
everyone,
the cage.
Everyone, we break you up.
Come out in Jesus' name.
We break you up. We break you up.
Lord, rebuke you, you foul spirit. Loose her in Jesus' name and come out right now. You disobedient foul spirit, come out right now.
And what I just saw in the spirit, there was a mixture made. And I saw a cemetery, and what I saw was bones from a cemetery being crushed and put into a potion. And you were made to drink it as a child. And I break that potion right now, and I command it to come up and out now in Jesus' name.
Come
just
out of her, all witchcraft in the name of Jesus, and all black magic and sorcery spells.
Open that line, open
drove
that pipe,
come
and come out.
Loose her in Jesus'
open
name. We
the
break
pipe
your power over her right
we
now.
We break
Jesus
the
name
death spirits in the name of Jesus that was made that if she ever recants, that she would die. Come up.
We
death spirit
cancel
that
now in Jesus' name with the blood
in
of Jesus.
In Jesus' name. Come up.
Up and
come
out
up
right now.
Come up.
Blood of Jesus
mm-hmm
on you.
The blood.
Lord, rebuke
the blood
spirit.
The blood. The blood.
Come out.
In Jesus' name.
Father God, we loose angels to go out right now and recover any bits of her fragmented soul, wherever they may be buried, to dig them up. Angels of God, and find them and bring them back and put them into the right order in Jesus' name.
I have to tell you, Coast Dreams, I don't follow Eckhart because he has joined the Third Wave, Peter Wagner and all of them, and Eckhart may have been okay at one time, but I don't let anybody lay hands on me, and I don't pay any attention to what they say or what they write if they're in the Third Wave movement, because that is the false religious movement that is taking over the body of Christ today. So I just have to tell you that. You pray about it and see what the Holy Ghost says.
So
go ahead.
Are you talking to me?
No, I was talking to someone on the chat line.
Oh, okay.
Deanna, are you being attacked at night at all?
I used to be. I, just like the other day, I saw a spirit, like it was in a dream, though, but it wasn't in my house.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you a question. Do you have anything in your house that maybe your mother or grandmother gave you, like a hope chest with any dolls?
Oh, no. See, no, I never would put my hands on stuff like that. I didn't, you know.
No, she was little when all this happened. She
no, my grandmother still lives. My grandmother still does that stuff, but I deal with my grandmother because she's my grandmother, but I don't get into that stuff with her.
Right
you
now, in the name of Jesus, we cage and bind all foul spirits operating your grandmother. We command them to go in the cage in Jesus' name. And again, we break any hexes and vexes and curses and spells, hoodoo and voodoo, lotions and potions that have been sent against you. Command it to go back to the demon that sent it sevenfold in Jesus' name. We bind up any demons that have been sent against you, away from you, and command them to go back to the demon that sent them in Jesus Christ's name.
I don't really see that Jesus, and I'm talking to someone on the chat room as Omega Man is ministering to you, so pay no attention to me right now.
Okay.
I don't see anything coast the streams. I don't see anything about rooting demons out. Demons come out through the power of the name of Jesus, and demons must obey his name and his blood. And they come out because we have the anointing and the power to call them out in his name. And that's why they're leaving. You know, there are deliverance ministries that spend all night long getting demons out of one person because they use all kinds of gimmicks and things thinking that that's what's going to work. The thing that works is just simply calling the name of Jesus and commanding those devils to obey the name of Jesus. And where we get our power and our anointing for assistance is through the Holy Spirit, his fire, and warring angels with swords. So we just use the name of Jesus. That's what I was trying to tell you about this particular person that you ask about, is that he openly follows Peter Wagner and the apostles and the false ministry of Kundalini, which imitates the Holy Spirit and another spirit. So I don't pay too much attention to what he has to say. Huh. And I don't
Tiana,
think
we,
that people,
yeah,
the people
that
are...
So what else do
we,
I need to continue to do? Because I know you have other callers on the line.
No, Kiana, We right now, I want to ask you a question. Do you ever remember being part of any ritual involving an egg?
Yes, I did. I did a ritual with an egg.
You did it, or someone
did
it over you? Okay, so let's just say, Lord,
you did it over me.
Lord Jesus, just repeat a little prayer after me. Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I ask that you would forgive me.
I ask that you would forgive me.
For performing any witchcraft ceremonies.
For performing any witchcraft ceremony.
Involving any eggs.
Involving any eggs.
Eggs or lighting any candles.
Lighting any candles.
Or cooking up any demonic recipes.
Cooking up any demonic recipes.
And anything that I can't remember right now, but that it was witchcraft.
Anything that I cannot remember right now, but it was witchcraft.
I ask you to forgive me of that.
I ask that you forgive me for that.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Father God, right now we take authority over any witchcraft rituals concerning this egg and
Father
any
God.
Other witchcraft that was sent over her, and we break it right now in the name of Jesus Christ. We cancel its authority over her. We pour the blood of Jesus over it. And any foul spirits that came in that had on legal ground to come into Kiana, we command you to come out right now and go in the cage. Just take
Amen.
A deep breath out, Kiana. Loose her in Jesus' name and come out. All foul
now.
Spirits that came in through a witchcraft ritual that she performed on herself, we cancel your power over her in Jesus' name. Loose her in Jesus' name right now.
Take a deep cough and cough it on out.
Come out in
cough
Jesus' name.
Cough them out.
The Lord rebuke you.
Omega Man knew about the egg. God showed it either through a vision or a word of knowledge.
No, that was exactly, but it was a word through one of our prayer intercessors in the chat room right now. I want to thank you, set the captives free. And that's why we need your help out there, folks. Because the Lord can give you discernment. We work together, and then that's when we see some powerful things happen. So come out right now, you foul spirit, in the name of Jesus.
It was years ago, but I did do that with someone.
Okay. Now I want you to say, Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
Fill me.
Fill me.
With your fire.
With your fire.
And I close all doors.
And I close all doors.
And I command every spirit.
And I command every spirit.
To continue to leave me.
To continue to leave me.
Until I'm totally set free.
Until I'm totally set free.
And as they leave.
And as they leave.
The Holy Spirit will fill those empty places.
The Holy Spirit will fill those empty places.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Now just lift your hands and praise him and let him fill those
yes.
places right now. Fill
them. Go in there and burn out any other foul spirits in Jesus'
fill her.
Name. Fill
her. Fill her. That's right. Praising, praising, praising. Do you have your prayer language? Do you speak in tongues?
Yes, I speak in tongues.
Okay. Praise him in your prayer language right now.
Fill her
let
up,
the
Lord
Holy
Jesus.
Spirit take over. And
all
just
foul
praise
spirits
him.
Must go now in Jesus' name. Come out in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Spirit,
amen.
Come out.
Now we're going to continue to pray for you.
Okay.
And you write us a testimony and stay with us when we're here on Saturday night and Sunday night.
Okay.
And you'll grow in the Spirit. And you go up on miracleinternetchurch.com.
I found the website.
Okay. And listen to some of those teaching sermons,
mm-hmm.
and stay very close to the Lord. And if you have the King James Version of the Bible, just play it over you at nighttime and your child, and you'll see God setting you free. And we command all of those spirits in your child to go into the cage.
In the name of Jesus.
That
come
child
out and go in the cage.
Also, and everything in that house.
Looser
to
in Jesus' name.
And we ask you, God, that you surround the house with a wall of fire
yes.
and linking warring angels for her divine protection. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 God bless you, Kiana.
God bless you, too. Thank you.
Stay in touch with us.
Okay.
All right, we're going to go to the next caller. 306 area code. Caller, you're on the air. How can we help you tonight?
Hello.
Yes, hello. Thank you for waiting.
Hi, Shannon. It's Sandra calling.
Hey, Sandra. How are you?
I'm good. Can you turn that down, please?
Oh, praise God. Yes. From Canada, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Hello. We had a chance to speak yesterday. I believe it was yesterday. God bless you. You're on the air with Dr. Pat. Sandra, you want to give Dr. Pat just a little bit of background on where you'd like us to pray tonight?
I guess one of the biggest things is I am a Christian. I understand the Bible now, whereas I've fought most of my life because of a lot of sexual abuse that happened as a child, a lot of drug addiction. I'd watched my aunt's OD. I grew up in a very dysfunctional home, and it's my whole life has been just littered with garbage after with the drug. I'm a drug user. I'm on methadone. I've struggled with morphine, Valium for years, as well as alcohol. It's my life has been one big battle, and actually the reason why I'm phoning you is because my husband has made suggestion that, you know, phone them. They're going to help you.
Praise God. Yes. Now, Sandra, you came to Christ about how long ago? About a year ago?
April.
Okay, so you're a new Christian. You made the right choice. So you're on the way to getting delivered. And so you've got a little bit of background with some sexual abuse and some drug use. And Dr. Pat?
Are you still on the drugs, honey?
I'm on methadone. I'm on 100. Actually, my husband and I, today we went, I was on 160 yesterday. I came down to 150 today.
Methadone will kind of start weaning you off of the opiates. Is that right?
Yeah, and I've been on it for 10 years.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And,
you're under a doctor's care then, aren't you?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, let's just bind up the spirits of sorcery. And cage them.
Yes.
And you continue to stay with us and give us reports. And as you wean yourself down with the doctor,
mm-hmm.
These spirits have to go in the name of Jesus. And we'll see what God will do with you, okay?
So we're going to pray, Sandra. Go ahead, Dr.
And we're going to, you're going to have, this is a spiritual and a physical problem. And so
yeah, that guy suffered from lupus, so I mean, that's how the painkillers came in to play in the beginning. I had colon cancer. Well, I still suffer from, my lupus is the biggest thing. It's an autoimmune disease, so I fight with my hemoglobin. A lot of times is quite low, or my white blood cell count is usually right down. So, I mean, it's been a health issue, but then it's also been turned into a drug addiction.
Okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to minister to you for your physical things, the attacks that the devil has put against your flesh, and we're going to believe Jesus to touch you and deliver you from those things that came and attacked your flesh. We're going to bind up the drug spirits, and we're going to have to work with you. It isn't just going to all happen tonight, okay?
Mm-hmm. And I'm prepared to do that.
Praise God.
At the point, I was in a jail cell. I spent the last year in jail, and I was in the hole for 3 months, and I got to a point where I came down to my knees, and I asked Jesus to please come into my life and fix.
Amen. Praise God. Yes.
Now, we have people in our that we've ministered to that have been through what you have. One lady is not on the chat room tonight, but she'll be on here next week, that has come from the same places that you've come from, and she's totally drug-free today. But it doesn't happen just instantly, because you've been on it a long time. And it's a thing where you have to wean yourself down, okay?
Yeah.
And so you say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I thank you.
I thank you.
That you saved me.
That you saved me.
I've asked you to forgive me of all of my sins.
I ask you to forgive me of all my sins.
And come and live in my heart.
And come and live in my heart.
And be my personal Savior.
And be my personal Savior.
And you are the Deliverer.
And you are the Deliverer.
And I am personally yielded to you today.
And I am personally yielded to you today.
And I break the powers of every illness.
And I break the powers of every illness.
That is attacking my body.
That is attacking my body.
Coming down my family line.
Coming down my family line.
10 generations back.
10 generations back.
And I command them to go in to a cage.
And I command them to go into a cage.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
And I command those things.
And I command those things.
To unhook from my organs.
To unhook from my organs.
From my mind.
From my mind.
From my stomach.
From my stomach.
And my spine.
And my spine.
My digestive organs.
My digestive organs.
I break every cancer spirit.
I break every cancer spirit.
And I command those all to go into the cage.
And I command those all to go into a cage.
I break the power of
spine.
I break the power of pain devils.
I break the power of pain devils.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
And I command.
And I command.
Those pain devils.
Those pain devils.
To get into the cage.
To get into the cage.
I break the power of sorcery.
I break the power of sorcery.
And I command those spirits.
And I command those spirits.
To get into the cage.
to get into the cage.
And I yield my body.
And I yield my body.
Soul.
Soul.
Spirit.
Spirit.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
To you, Lord Jesus.
To you, Lord Jesus.
And I ask you to put me back together.
And I ask you to put me back together.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
And I command.
And I command.
Every devil.
Every devil.
To come up and out of me now.
To come up and out of me now.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Now take a deep breath and cough them out.
Talking to all foul spirits in Sandra, come out right now in the name of Jesus. Bind the strong man and bind all foul spirits to the strong man and command you to come out of her right now and go in the cage in Jesus' name. Be weakened, you foul spirits. The Lord rebuke you in the name of Jesus.
Everyone.
Any spirits that came in through drug use, bind you, come out right now.
Everyone.
All lupus spirits,
all
cancer spirits, come out.
Everyone.
Spirit of infirmity, come out in Jesus' name. We bind you right now. Come out.
All.
Any spirits that came through sexual abuse, we bind you. Come
with
out.
The devil. We break
in the name
them.
Of Jesus.
All oaths, all hexes,
all
spells,
opiate spirits, we
all
bind
blood
you.
Sacrifice.
Come out in Jesus' name.
Every devil of
be
witchcraft
weakened in Jesus' name right now.
Devils are attached to.
All foul
we
spirits,
you.
Come out.
We break you in the name of
in
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Let me hear you coughing them out, honey. That's your agreement.
Break all hexes and vexes and curses and spells off of you in the name of Jesus. Command them to go back to where they came from.
I don't hear you coughing.
The Lord rebuke you, you foul spirits.
Coughing
loose,
all
Sandra
the way
now,
down
in Jesus
from
name.
The stomach. All the way down from the stomach.
It's not that I'm epileptic. And
we bind any spirits of epilepsy. Come out in Jesus' name.
You
all
cannot,
spirit of infirmity, loose
you
her.
You cannot put her in epilepsy. You
in
come
the name
out.
Of Jesus, foul spirit.
Jesus, call that spirit out.
Pour the blood
out.
Of Jesus down your throat.
Come out.
Spirit of infirmity. Loose her in Jesus' name.
Any feelings of going into an epileptic seizure.
Father God, loose
angels
to surround her right now.
Get out. Get out.
Angels
get
of
out.
God, go in there and rip these foul spirits out. In the name
get
of
out.
Jesus. Cut them out, angels of God. Cut off your tails in Jesus' name.
For Micaiah, come out.
In Jesus' name.
All of nothing can stop.
All
good.
Spirits that came in through incest, we bind you. Come out. In Jesus' name.
Smoking.
All spirits that came in through
crack, come out.
Heroin, come out in Jesus' name. Anything that came in through drug use, come out in Jesus' name. All spirits that came in through cigarettes, we bind you. Loose our lungs right now in Jesus' name. Pour the blood of Jesus down the throat of all these
cancer
foul spirits.
Spirit.
Now,
come out.
Come
cancer
out.
Come out. Cancer spirits, come out.
Father God, fragment the minds and souls of these foul spirits. Loose blindness and
in
confusion
Jesus
on them in
name.
Jesus' name.
The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus.
Man, civil war
the
right now amongst all
Jesus.
The foul spirits.
The blood of Jesus.
Turn on the strong man and come out.
Command these spirits to be bound,
Jesus
the strong
name.
Man over her right now. We bind you. We separate each spirit from each other, put them in confusion, and the only thing they can do is weaken and leave right now.
Cut all connector lines between them and reinforcements in Jesus' name.
She just repented. She's ready for deliverance. And then we put her in the hands of Jesus, and he delivers us, her, in Jesus' name.
Yes.
And her coughing puts her into agreement that she wants to be delivered. It opens up her throat so that they can come running out in the name of Jesus. Go ahead. Get in agreement. Cough them out.
Loose her in Jesus' name and go in the cage. Come out, you foul spirits. Lord rebuke you.
Everyone.
Come out.
I want to know who's with you. I hear somebody ministering with us. Who is that?
That's a husband.
Oh, okay. Husband, that's good. Are you free too?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, that's good. You're not on drugs or anything?
No, sir. No, ma'am. I've gotten rid of lots of stuff. I've cleaned up since I've Omega Man. Things are awesome. I'm just trying to save my wife here.
Oh, that's
God.
Wonderful.
Praise God.
Well, we appreciate your help. I was just checking to make sure that you were Christian too. So keep doing what you're doing and stay in agreement with us.
Robin, your husband, lay hands on her and just command these things out as Dr. Holliday has called them out. They must submit.
Put your hand on her belly, and then also put your hand back where her spine is and cough those kundalini spirits out, and we'll call, and then the mind. Go ahead. There they come. Yeah, there they come.
Come out. Loose her human spirit in Jesus' name.
There they come. Yeah, there they
loose
come.
Loose her mind right now in Jesus' name, foul spirit.
Let her go. We cut
you
the
must
head
submit to the authority of Jesus Christ right now.
Out of the mind.
Two or three are gathered.
Spirits.
Jesus
your
is in the midst.
Her mind. Out.
Look at Jesus, you foul spirits.
Out.
Come out right now.
Out.
Jump in the cage right now.
In Jesus' name, every come devil, out. Obey the hand and the
come
commands
out.
Of her husband right now.
You must submit.
In Jesus'
you know the authority
name.
Chain of command, foul spirits. Come out.
In agreement. In Jesus' name.
Father God, loose confusion and blindness on these foul spirits.
You have to,
in the name
fine.
Of Jesus. Come out right now.
You'll be fine. Just hang.
You guys are making me feel sick.
She's feeling sick
tell
right now. She's feeling like she's going to throw up.
Throw it up.
Find all pain.
You have to throw up.
Throw it up.
Loose her right now, you foul spirit.
You have to. Nope.
Angels of God, go in there and cut them out. Rip them out in Jesus' name.
Please.
Come up.
Please
come
we
up.
Bind this foul spirit trying to.
This is a little bit too much for me.
You're doing a great job, Sandra.
I'm able to 100% yield to Christ and give my life, but this is just going a little bit too far.
Hey, listen, you're doing
honey,
a fantastic
honey,
job.
Honey, let's
bind
rest
this foul spirit right now.
Let's rest with her for a minute. Let's
yes.
rest with her. Listen, what's your name?
Sandra?
My name is Sandra, and I feel like my husband's acting crazy. I feel like this is crazy.
But what you're in is crazy, so we're trying to get you sane. Don't listen to the devil.
I don't understand how coughing's making that, making me sane. I quit smoking. I've submitted myself to Christ 100%.
What he's doing right now is he's setting you free. You're doing a great job there.
Okay, now here's what I want to know. Here's what I want to know. Do you want to continue the way you are?
No, that's why I quit smoking. That's why I've quit.
All right. Listen.
That's
okay,
why
now
I'm making changes.
Listen to me. I am a 75-year-old woman. I have been all over the world casting out devils. I have seen drug addicts get free from drugs. I've seen cancer spirits go out of people, and I'm telling you that what you're doing is you're standing against the powers of the devil that are in you, and if you want to get free, what you have to do is get in agreement with your husband and us. This is not stupid, and it's not weird. We are driving the powers out of you that are making you do some of these things. Now, if you want to get free, we're going to continue. If you want to stay like you are, we're going to stop. What do you want us to do?
If she stays like she is, she's leaving tonight.
Well,
no,
she's got to make this. Now, husband, let her make a decision right now. What do you want to do? Do you want to stay like you are, or do you want to get free?
I want you healed. Just go through with it, and you're done. Just go through with it.
You
just
can continue talking. Can you please stop? Stop. See, this is what I don't. I'm willing to give myself to Christ 100%. I don't have a problem leaving here if that's what if that's what he wants. I'm going
you
as far
you have demons
as I'm
in you, and
to.
I can see them. I'm sorry. What am I supposed to say? I've been biting my tongue for weeks.
I'm going to go live at my church group.
Sandra.
So, no, I'm going to go live at the harbor at the rescue mission. I'm sorry. I've submitted to you guys.
Guys, we need some big prayer here.
Yeah,
hey, Sandra, you're
not
very close right now. Don't give up right now. You've come too far.
Close to what? How much further do you want me to go? I'm giving my whole life. I've submitted to everything.
All you've got to do is
what
do what
do you
we're
guys
doing.
Want? You're making me
all we want you to do is to
I want you to
call.
Pray with me. That's what I want.
That's what we're doing. And if
well,
you want to get
pray.
Free, look, if you want to get free, when you get sick, just let it come up and it'll all be over. Just throw it up.
I'm not holding anything.
This nausea that you feel in your stomach, that's actually something that's about, that's a foul spirit. It's going to come up and be gone. And you're not going to feel that way again.
It'll be gone.
You're going to feel great. They got to come out some way.
It's unbelievable. You will not. I cried for 2 days.
What do you want to do, Sandra? Jesus loves you, and he wants to set you free.
I know Jesus loves me. Love
and he wants to set you free. But see, do you love Jesus and want to stay the way you are?
No,
is that what you're saying?
For Jesus, I have done so many changes over the last year.
But
you're standing there with you right now, Sandra.
Here's the decision. You have been with Jesus for a year. All right, now listen. If you'll die for Jesus, let him take the drug addictions and the things away from you. I am not going to force you to get delivered tonight.
And that's what
I
believe he's doing.
If you want to get free, I will work with you. But if you don't, I'm not going to waste my time trying to call devils out of somebody that's not cooperating with what we're telling them to do. You want to stay the way you are, then we're going to close this out for tonight, right now. You have a choice to make. A husband, just let her make the choice. She knows how you feel. She has to make the choice. If she wants to get free, she will do what we tell her to do, and she'll get free. If she doesn't, then I can force demons out, but I'm going to tell you right now, they'll just come right back. The moment that we get off the air.
I don't have demons in me. I believe I've worked for
Yes, you do. You have
I've
demons in
every
you.
Every bad pattern I've ever had in my
you,
life.
Honey, your husband says he can see them in you. If you want to get free, we're going to continue. Otherwise, we're closing this down right now. The decision's up to you. And there's not too many Christians that even know how to get people free. So you will have to make the decision yourself.
Well, going to my church.
Sandra, you've come half the way. Go all the way. Yeah, you stopped and closed the gateways. Now we just need to pray and get these things out, and they're going to be gone.
Well, that's what I'm asking you guys to do is pray. I don't know what you guys are asking me to do.
Well, let's continue then and resist this temptation to dart out of there. That's just the foul spirit that doesn't want you to
start out of here.
Get free
I don't
tonight.
Want to do things that my body doesn't feel like doing. I'm willing to do anything that you guys ask me to do.
Then do it.
If you feel nauseous or sick, that's a foul spirit. It's going to come
I
out.
I did feel nauseous
you
at
feel
that
sick.
Moment.
Yes.
I feel sick of doing things that I believe are stupid.
All right, that's it for me, guys. Y'all can go ahead if you want to, but I'm not going to mess around with this anymore. That's it for me. Let her get off the phone so somebody that wants to have deliverance can get delivered. That's my decision. I'm not going
to
pray for you. If you think it's stupid, you go on and think it's stupid. I'm not playing patty cake here, and I'm not wasting my time on somebody.
Bible in my hand.
All right, go to your church.
The whole time with a Bible in my hand.
Honey, listen. You go to your church where you've been going for a year and still taking drugs and doing your thing, I'm not going to mess with you unless you're 100% ready to get rid of those devils. Now, that's it for me. I'm not saying another word on this.
Sandra, when you're ready, just give us a call back and we will pray
with
you.
I am ready.
Right.
I don't understand what...
Just continue on, please.
I'm trying. They won't continue.
Okay, can you continue on?
Sandra, would you like us to continue praying?
I asked you guys to continue.
Okay, so we have your permission?
I asked you guys to continue.
Okay,
all right,
Dr.
But
Pat, let's go.
Her permission is if you tell her to cough, she's supposed to cough, and if a demon makes her sick to her stomach, that's that demon clawing and holding on so that she doesn't have to give it up. She's got to want that thing to go for it to go, and I'm not going
to
struggle with it. If she wants to be free, she can be free.
In the blood of Christ.
Sandra, I want you to say right now,
out of this.
I command any foul spirits of me to come out of me right now in Jesus' name.
I command any foul spirits to come out of me in Jesus' name.
I say I hate your guts and I want you out of me right now in Jesus' name.
I hate your guts and I want you to come out of me in Jesus' name.
Dr. Pat?
Well, I don't hear her coughing.
Let's keep rolling.
because I don't have to cough. I don't understand.
You will. We take authority.
I'm
go ahead,
not
going to
mess with this anymore. I'm telling you right now, I'm not messing with her anymore.
Cough when you have to cough.
I mean that. I'm not.
You don't have to cough.
Inhale.
Cough.
Yes.
She wants to keep them. Let her go.
There you go. Just take a deep breath out of your stomach here and let them go.
Inhale and cough.
Loose her, you foul spirits, right
inhale
now in the name
cough.
Of Jesus. We command you to loose her mind right now in the name of Jesus Christ and come out. All foul spirits, loose her in Jesus' name.
Needs to be in prayer now for this lady.
Loose her right now. I'm talking to you foul spirits and Sandra. You must come out right now. She told you she wants you gone. Loose her and go in the cage in Jesus' name. Come out. The Lord rebuke you, you foul spirits. Be weakened right now in the name of Jesus.
Okay.
The Lord rebuke you. Any spirit that came in through drugs, we bind you and command you to loose Sandra right now in the name of Jesus.
Ask her what right it has to stay in there.
You foul spirit, what is your name and your legal right to be there? You must tell us
answer.
Or you're going to come out right now and go in the cage. Angels of God, enforce this command in Jesus' name. Smite the foul spirits, angels of God. Command you to tell us your name and legal right to be in Sandra, or are you coming out right now? In the name of Jesus, right now. What is your name and legal authority to be there? The Lord rebuke you. Once again, what is your legal right to be there or come out right now?
Focus on Jesus.
Father God, I ask that you to loose warrior angels to encircle Sandra right now, to go in there with a sword and drive those foul spirits up and out. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord rebuke you. The word says, I give you power to tread on serpents and scorpions, and nothing shall any wise harm you. Whatever you bind on earth, be bound in heaven. Loosed on earth, be loosed in heaven. So we bind you, you foul spirit. Come out of Sandra right now. Submit to the authority of her husband and her and Dr. Pat and I in agreement. We bind you. Come out in Jesus' name. The Lord rebuke you. I pour the blood of Jesus down your throats right now. Father God, loose the hornets of heaven to sting these foul spirits. I loose the spirit of obedience into you foul spirits. You must obey. Let your mind and soul be fragmented right now in the name of Jesus. Come out right now. You foul spirit, the Lord rebuke you. Be weakened in the name of Jesus. Come out right now in the name of Jesus. All children of fools with no names. She does not want you. Any spirit of infirmity, bind you. Come out. Be healed right now, Sandra, in the name of Jesus. Come out of her. Any foul spirit in her stomach, come out in Jesus' name. Any spirits that came in through drug use and methadone, come out in Jesus' name. All that you meant for her to sevenfold back into you, foul spirit, in the name of Jesus.
Angels of God, enforce this command in the name of Jesus.
Come out right now. Drag
them
out, angels of God, with a grappling hook. Choke them out.
We bind every prayer against this. Every witchcraft prayer that's coming
against
this.
Cut any connectors between these foul spirits and the heavenlies.
And the drugs and the witchcraft.
We refuse reinforcements right now in the
name of
Jesus. We break all witchcraft over her mind. Any
the Lord
that have
knows
come
how
dream
to
state.
Deliver the godly out
come
of
out.
Temptation and to reserve the unjust until the day of judgment to be punished. But
all spirits of rejection, looser.
Them that walk after the,
in the name
flesh
of Jesus.
And the lust of uncleanness.
All spirits that came in through bitterness, unforgiveness, will bind you.
Presumptuous.
Looser in Jesus' name.
They are self-will and they are
all
not afraid.
All spirits that came in through sexual abuse, we bind you.
Dignity.
Looser in Jesus' name.
We
come
bind
out.
The self-will right now.
Lust.
We command that you will get off of her will right now. You
spirit
loose
husband.
Her will.
Loose her in Jesus' name.
In the name of Jesus and let her go.
I'm talking to
let
the foul spirits.
Go.
Come out right now
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Every one of them.
There in the
is
name of Jesus Christ.
That nothing that can stay. The blood of Jesus is against you. Now, honey, the reason that you're coughing is two. One, the cough is that you're getting in agreement with us to cast these demons out, and you're telling the demons, I'm coughing because I don't want you here anymore. And the other thing, it opens up your passages down into your stomach so that they can come out. That's all the coughing is. And so when we tell you to cough, that's what we're doing, is getting your agreement that you want them gone. And so you continue and you'll get free. Amen?
Amen. Amen. Rob, lay your hands on Sandra right now. Say, I take authority over these foul spirits as her husband, and I command them to come out of my wife in Jesus' name.
I take authority over these foul spirits, and I command them to come out right now.
You heard them, foul spirits. Loose her in
Jesus'
name. Jesus'
name.
Well, about admit you.
In Jesus' name.
Come out in the name of Jesus.
And we find all fear.
Come out in Jesus' name. Submit to the authority.
And unclean.
Come out.
Every occult spirit, witchcraft spirit, that has her bound and chained
to
these
spirits. Loose the terror of the Lord on them in Jesus' name, the foul spirits.
The
fire of God on
these
disobedient spirits. In the name of Jesus.
The blood of the Lamb. The blood of the Lamb. The husband is laying his hands in agreement on her. He has gone through deliverance. What we need y'all to do at this point is pray. Every one of you.
We bind any spirits.
Scriptures in.
That came in through secret sin. We bind you. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord sees everything.
Yes.
Come out.
Join
in Jesus'
prayers.
Name.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We give you glory for your praise for deliverance. In the name of
Jesus. We bind the spirit of shame. Loose her in the name of Jesus.
And we bind up the division that's up on the chat room right now. I want everybody in out of division and in unity in Jesus' name. And we bind the spirit. Y'all keep on pressing.
Come
on,
bind foul
spirit. Spirit of division. And
we
bind
have up the strong man, the gatekeeper, all
the
foul
world.
Spirits in Sandra. I'm talking to you right now.
Stigogram.
We bind you and command you to come out. You must submit to the authority of Jesus Christ right now. Through his believers. And we are exercising that authority over you right now. We arrest you right now, Satan. Your power is revoked in the name of Jesus Christ. We break all generational curses that came down to the family line 10 generations back on either side of the family. I pour the blood of Jesus down every foul spirit's throat.
Right into the cage.
Angels
right
of God,
now,
take a sword and go in there and start smiting these wicked spirits in the name of Jesus. Attack them, angels of God. Smite them in Jesus' name.
Yes, in
Jesus.
Let
the bread and water of affliction be these foul spirits' parcel right now in Jesus' name.
The name of Jesus.
Father God, I ask that you would take an angel with a palm and take a coal in heaven and drop it on each of these foul spirit heads in the name of
Jesus. Christ,
take a brand
Lord.
And brand Jesus Christ as Lord
Christ
in the forehead of each of these foul spirits, angels of God.
Bind the strong man
in the name
the
of Jesus.
And the spirit
Father
of
God,
fear.
Point your finger
at
the next foul spirit to go in Jesus' name.
The blood
name.
Of Jesus. Yes. The
it's
blood
your turn.
Of Jesus.
Come out right now, you
yes.
foul spirit.
The blood of Jesus.
Look at Jesus Amen. Christ standing there right now and submit right now. Come out. You're in rebellion.
I bind you Looser up and bind those devils.
Looser in Jesus' name.
Unclear.
Looser in Jesus' name.
Right now.
Looser in
you
Jesus'
shut
name.
Shut up.
The
I
blood of Jesus.
That spirit and you
weaken
shut
you
up.
Right now, you foul spirit.
In Jesus' name. You
come
have
out of her
no
stomach right now. Loose her mind right
in
now in
the name
Jesus' name.
Of Jesus. The blood of Jesus.
Up and out right now in the name of Jesus. Go to
the blood
Tartarus.
Of Jesus. The blood
come out, all
of Jesus.
Foul spirits.
The
come
blood
out and go
of
to Tartarus.
Jesus. The blood
right
of
now
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
The blood. We
you're no more
the
powerful than Citri. He was beaten and he's going to be beaten now. Come out in Jesus' name.
In
come
Jesus
out, you wicked
name.
And unclean spirits,
in
Jesus'
name. Here he comes.
Looser,
yes,
looser.
That was a big one.
Looser.
In Jesus' name.
Angels of God, cut out all their roots and nests.
In
angels
Jesus
of God.
Name. In Jesus' name.
Rip their
name.
Nest out in the name of
in
Jesus.
In Jesus' name.
Let the fire of
the
Holy Spirit go
blame.
In you right now and just burn them out.
She has repented.
In the name
openly.
Of Jesus. Come out.
In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Just
Jesus.
Pray. put scriptures to the glory of Jesus up there. Join in and pull as a team. Don't sprinkle doubt.
Father God, I ask that you loose the whirlwind on these
foul
spirits.
Trying to get
Father God, loose thunder and fire, brimstone and fire from heaven on these foul spirits right now. Let the destruction of oppression of the Lord hit these foul spirits. Shock and destruction on these foul spirits in Jesus' name. The Lord rebuke you, you foul spirit. I command you to tell me your name or come out and get in the cage. Father God, point your finger at the next demon. I'm talking to you, you foul spirit. What is your name? Or come out right now.
I bind up this
all doubt and unbelief, we bind you.
I bind you up. I command every devil in you to go into a cage in which your mind and your pagan spirits to go in with it. And I bind your critical spirits, and
Father
I command
God, I
you to
you
get into the cage in the name of Jesus.
On these foul spirits that you sin against Sodom and Gomorrah. And you sin against Egypt. The 10 plagues of Egypt on these foul spirits
in
now.
The
in Jesus' name.
Agree. Those devils are bound.
Looser, loose Andrew right now in the name of Jesus. Looser in the name of Jesus. Father God, send reinforcements down.
In the name of Jesus.
Angels of God, go in there and rip these foul spirits out in
Jesus'
name. We're going to
knock you right out of the chat room.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Come out.
Keep on.
Come out.
In the name of Jesus. The blood.
Pour the blood of Jesus down your throat right now.
The blood.
The blood.
We
Father God, loose ministering spirits to her right now. Father God, loose angels to go out there and restore her fragmented soul.
Plead the blood.
We cut off any demonic silver cords attached to her. We cut any ley lines attached to her in the name of Jesus. We break any black magic off of her.
Working to strengthen these devils, we cut you off. Find you. All outside forces are bound in the name of Jesus. Yes, we loose the blood of Jesus over this chat room, and every knee shall bow, and that's demonic knees, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And everyone's in agreement now, and so just keep putting those scriptures up there and praying. Let me ask you something, honey. How are you doing? Feel like you're going through a war? Feel like
Father
you've been
God,
through a war?
Spirits, Sandra, in Jesus' name.
I've thrown up a couple times back.
Praise
in my back.
God.
I'm feeling a lot of tension in the back of my neck.
Okay, we take the yoke off of your neck in the name of
in
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. Loose her neck
if
right now.
We bind the cords and the ley lines.
Any foul spirit attacking her
sell these drugs
in that area.
In the name of
in the name of Jesus.
Break those
we
cords,
cut it right now.
We
in the
break
name of Jesus.
The zombie
demonic
spirits
silver cords.
And the spirits of
we cut
submission
all the silver cords
to the
of demons astral projecting to attack her and energize her in Jesus' name. We cut those silver cords now.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen. We give you glory.
Loose
your eyes,
you foul spirits.
I want you to say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I ask you to fill me with the power of the Holy Ghost.
I ask you to fill me with the power of the Holy Ghost.
From my head to my feet.
From my head to my feet.
I take a deep breath and just breathe the Holy Ghost in.
Fill
and I
Holy
bind
Spirit.
Drug sickness over you right now in the name
fill
of Jesus.
We command all infirmity to go in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
We pour
that's
the oil
right.
of the Holy Spirit
breath.
Over you right now. Be healed in Jesus'
put,
name.
Put your mind on Jesus and the Holy
Booster
Ghost.
Booster and lupus in the name
now.
Of Jesus and cancer. Go
that's
now.
Right.
And
that's
not return
right. now,
in Jesus' name.
Now, I want you to raise your hands and praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And let's get the Holy Ghost to come in.
Bind
give
all addictions. Booster in Jesus.
And power. Give her strength and power.
Fill her up, Holy Spirit.
Yes, that's right.
Fill her
strength
up, Holy Spirit.
Power.
Burn out any foul spirits remaining.
Strength and power in the name of Jesus. The blood of the Lamb. The blood of the Lamb. The blood of Jesus. That's good. That's good. Say thank you for your blood. Thank you for your blood. Let me hear you say it. Fill me, God. Overflow.
Fill her up, Holy Spirit.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Fill her up right now.
So give me my prayer language right now. Let me hear it. Just let him
give
praise
me prayer
him.
Language.
Praise him.
Praise
him. Still.
In the name of Jesus, fill me.
Praise God. Pour the oil of the Holy Spirit.
Praise God.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus, the blood overflow, into the mind, down into the back, down into the stomach, Holy Ghost.
Be healing
everywhere.
You right now in Jesus' name.
In the name of Jesus.
Everywhere.
Fill me with
the
blood.
Heal her broken
heart. Be healed
heart.
In Jesus' name.
Heal her broken heart in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Now, while we're giving you a rest, I'm going to tell you a story, okay? I have a friend, and she's a born-again Jewish lady, and she was on straight heroin, mainlining. And she used to go out and sit in front of the cathedral every day and to beg for money for her heroin addiction. And she said that she always kept her head down because if she looked at anybody, they never would look at her. She looked so ragged and haggard and poor and downtrodden. And she said one day she was sitting in front of the cathedral, and she said that she saw these sandals come and stop right in front of her. And so she slowly raised her head up, and she was looking into the face of Jesus Christ. And he said, he called her by name, and he said, "What are you doing here?" He said, "I didn't make you to sit out in front of a cathedral and beg for drugs like this." He said, "Get up and go to this certain place." And so she went to this place, and it was a little group of people that were a prayer group. And so they loved her and ministered to her and delivered her, just like we're working with you to deliver you tonight. And she said, after she finally got free, the story was that there was one man in that prayer meeting, and he told her, he said, "Every day I would walk by the cathedral and pray for you because the Lord told me that you're going to be my wife." And she said that he took her name to the prayer meeting every night that he would go. And they would say, "Isn't that woman down there that's sitting in front of that cathedral, that heroin addict?" He said, "Yeah, that's her. She's going to be my wife." And they said, "You're crazy." Well, he would pray for her anyway. And you know what happened? She got free. They got married. They have a couple of kids. And she has an internet ministry today. And she's a born-again Jewish lady, a wonderful victorious victory. And you see, honey, when you've been downtrodden and bruised as long as you have, sometimes you think there's no hope, not even Jesus can help you. That story tells me that Jesus can help you, and he doesn't want you to think that you have to do it all by yourself. He's right there standing in front of you, loving you tonight. He loves you. The people up on the chat room love you. And we love you. And that's why we're spending time with you tonight, is to show you just how much we all care for you. Now,
Sandra,
we don't
let me
like
ask you a question.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Dr. Pat.
Go ahead. Ask the question.
You know, the word says that we overcome by the blood and our testimony. Let me ask you a question. Is there something that you were involved in the past, a sacrifice or a blood ritual, something involving in the occult that you've been ashamed about?
No.
Any occultic practice that you were involved in?
No.
Maybe nobody else even knows about it except for you.
I've had nothing to do with the church until actually I met my husband. Then I got involved.
I'm talking way back, and maybe in your youth or as a young lady. I know you're a young lady now, but I'm talking way back. When did you dabble into anything involving the occult, any kind of sacrifice of an animal?
No.
Any blood sacrifice?
No.
Any ritual, or did you make any pact with anybody?
No.
Or any kind of contract?
Anything happen age 12?
I grew up with so much abuse that I always swayed towards the better people.
Yeah.
I always strive to be better. I've always strived to have better, to give my children better. I'm not going to say I'm a saint.
I'm not blaming you. I'm not saying it's your fault. I'm just saying, were you victimized in any way? Something involving some kind of a cultic ritual.
Well, let me ask you a question. Who abused you, darling? Who abused you? Your father or your mother?
There was many abusers. My first sexual abuse goes back to 4 years old.
Okay. Now, was it a relative?
Yeah.
Okay. This is what I want you to do.
There was a female family member and a male family member.
Okay. This is what I want you to do. You need to be healed. That's where your broken heart is stemming from. And what I want you to do is pray, say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Now, whoever abused you first, is that person still alive?
No.
Okay.
Well, I don't know. I don't remember who my very first, but my first abuser that I remember is now deceased. And I actually read at his funeral as a way of forgiving him.
Okay. So I want you to say, Lord, I ask you to forgive the many abusers of me over my life.
Lord, I ask you to forgive many of the abusers over my life. I ask you to forgive,
every one of them. I forgive every one of them. And I ask you to save their souls.
And I ask you to save their souls.
And I ask you to help me, God, today.
And I ask you to help me, God, today.
To forgive myself.
To forgive myself.
And I command the spirits of unforgiveness.
And I command the spirits of unforgiveness.
Bitterness.
Bitterness.
Infirm spirits.
Infirm spirits.
That spirit of lupus.
The spirit of lupus.
Cancer.
Cancer.
Inflammation in my joints.
Inflammation in my joints.
And every spirit of cancer over my breast and my sexual organs.
Every spirit of cancer over my breast and my sexual organs.
To go into the cage.
To go into the cage.
And set my body free.
And set my body free.
I thank you, Jesus.
I thank you, Jesus.
Just as you loved that lady that was the heroin addict.
Just as you loved the lady that was a heroin addict.
I thank you that you love me that much, too.
I thank you that you love me that much, too.
And I thank you that you will deliver me today.
And I thank you that you will deliver me today.
Just as you did her.
Just as you did her.
And I break all of the family curses.
And I break all of the family curses.
Of a cult.
Of a cult.
Witchcraft.
Witchcraft.
Familiar spirits.
Familiar spirits.
Ancestral sex spirits.
Ancestral sex spirits.
And all the sexual spirits that came into me from abuse.
And all the sexual spirits that came into me from abuse.
To go into the cage.
To go into the cage.
And I command all of those to leave me now.
And I command all of those to leave me now.
And I command.
And I command.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
That all these devils.
That all these devils.
That have tormented me.
That have tormented me.
All my life.
All my life.
To go to the feet of Jesus.
To go to the feet of Jesus.
To set me free.
To set me free.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Right now.
Right now.
And I command all of them to change their size.
And I command all of them to change their size.
To become small.
To become small.
And weak.
And weak.
And for the Legion to come out now instantly.
And for the Legion to come out now instantly.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
And
come out,
you just
foul
take
spirits.
A deep breath and let them go.
Come up and
a
out.
A deep breath.
In the name of
out.
Jesus. The Lord rebuke you. Come out. Come out.
Everyone. Here they come.
The blood of Jesus.
Here they come.
Come out. Out.
There they
out.
Go.
Out.
Out. Here they come.
Out. Angels of God,
I see them all coming up. I see them coming.
Vitamins are going out, angels of God.
Oh,
come out.
Yes.
Come out.
Oh,
you bow your knee to
yes.
Jesus as you're coming out. Come out.
The blood of the Lamb.
Lord, rebuke you, foul
Amen.
Spirits. Come out.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus. Take a deep breath and say, Holy Ghost, fill those places right now. Deep breath. That's right. That's right.
Fill her in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Right
now. Amen. Now the rest of them come out.
Fill right.
Hallelujah.
Run out.
Be filled right now.
Yes.
Jesus'
name.
Yes.
Yes. The husband's shouting
God.
Hallelujah. He's seeing things happen, aren't you?
Fill her up, Holy Spirit.
Overflow. 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 And see, you Jesus can forgive you, but you had to understand that for those devils to come out like they just did, because the devil was telling you that you could not be forgiven. You're too bad. Jesus' blood is powerful to forgive you of any and everything that you have ever done. And you know that now, don't you? Don't you know that?
Yes.
See, that's what the difference is. How do you feel in your mind right now?
Tired.
Tired, yeah.
That's okay.
Do you have the Bible that you can play over her tonight?
I got probably find something here.
Make sure it's a King James Version.
Absolutely.
If not, go up and pull it down off of the internet and play it on the computer as she rests. And what we want to do now, Omega Man, is we release the Holy Ghost to fill every time she calls, to fill the empty spots.
Yes.
Surround her with warring angels and the fire of the Holy Ghost. And I want you to take authority over everything in the apartment and command it cleansed in Jesus'
Amen.
Name.
Father God, in agreement right now, we ask that you would loose ministering spirits to Sandra right now. We apply the blood of Jesus to her. To her husband, Rob, and to their children, we apply the blood of Jesus to their apartment. We command any foul spirit that may be remaining in that property to go out now and go to Tartarus in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord rebuke you. God, we ask that for a hedge of protection, a wall of fire of the Holy Spirit to surround them right now for their protection, according to Zechariah 2 and 5. We ask that you loose a legion of warrior angels to encamp about them right now in the name of Jesus. Angels of God, go through that property and arrest any foul spirit that would try to linger on. Take it to the foot of Jesus to be judged for its time. God, we ask that you would loose healing right now to her. Give her rest tonight and loose peace and love and joy in a sound line into her in the name of Jesus and to Rob and her children. We give you the praise, the honor, and the glory for what you're doing tonight, Father God. Amen.
Amen. And we pray for the husband for strength. We thank you that you gave him the knowledge tonight to help with this deliverance, and we forbid any counterattacks coming against him, me, Omega Man, the people that are listening to this program, the people in the chat room. We surround them with your glory and your praise, God. And in Jesus' name, the unbelievers that came up on the chat room tonight, we command all of those devils to go into the cage. We disconnect them and their voices from your mind, and we ask you, God, to have mercy and give them opportunities to see and find Jesus. We pray for them in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, for this show. We release the finances, and you better invite them all to Sunday night.
Amen. Dr. Pat, we've got three people that were waiting for prayer. And what I'm going to do is I'm opening up a second show, so I'm going to lose everybody in about 20 seconds. You're going to want to go back and refresh. I'll see if Dr. Pat is able to come back on. I don't know. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Stay in touch with us, Sandra and Rob. God bless you both.
Sunday night, 8 o'clock.
Sunday night, 8 p.m. Tune in tomorrow night for the School of Intercessory Prayer. God bless you all. And refresh your browsers.